Retired Lieutenant Preston Watson from the Antioch Revival Church is going to lead us in this prayer tonight.
I want to say it's an honor to be here. I want everybody to help me pray and remember the shooting in Texas at the church and all the recent communities and places that have been devastated by storms. We really need to be thankful that God has spared our little town and surrounding county.
Amen.
And I want to especially pray for this board. I'm afraid sometimes the community does not realize the weight that is on their shoulders of our community. And I want to say I think they do a fine job. So let us all bow. Dear Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves this day, thanking You for the very breath of life You've given each and every one of us, that we can live and move and have our being in You. If there's ever a day and hour that our communities and Bible-believing and church people need to be lifting up their voices and crying out to You for the help and the mercy that we need for our community and our young people. And we pray for the drugs, Lord, that You lift that curse. And we ask You now, dear Heavenly Father, we pray for our law enforcement, city and county. Lord, we pray for this board tonight. We lift them up, Lord, that You give them the knowledge and the understanding that they need, Lord, to be able to make the choices, Lord, that they need to make that's best for our community. Dear Heavenly Father, most of all, we come before You tonight just praying and asking You, Lord, that when this life here is over, that we'll be one of home in heaven with You, and we'll be careful to give You the praise. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On behalf of this board, I'd like to welcome all of y'all tonight to our meeting. We appreciate you being here. We have a few rules that we always go over. If you want to speak during this meeting, raise your hand and wait for me to recognize you. And I'll get to you. If for some reason I don't see you, raise it a little bit higher. And I'll try not to miss anybody. There is a section, an item almost at the end of our agenda. And if you're here and there's something that you want to talk about that's not on the agenda tonight, that's the time that you can come forward and you'll have 3 minutes to speak. Whatever you have, we cannot vote on it. But if it's something that needs a vote, we can certainly put it on a later agenda. So, and that's at the end of the meeting. If you have your cell phones, I ask you if you would please silence your phones. And with that being said, we'll get started. First is the approval of the agenda. We do have an addition. It's 11A, the board to consider approval of the 2017-2018 Small County Consolidated Solid Waste Management Grant Agreement, SC-829, in the amount of $90,909 as agendaed by the grants director. And I would like to make comments and concerns from the public for non-agenda items to be item number 36. Are there any other additions, deletions, changes?
Madam Chairperson?
Yes.
As in the past, you one time I wanted to vote on something twice. Item 30 was voted on at the last meeting with a 4-0 vote. And you reminded me, and so did the attorney, that we only vote on them once a year. And it's on here again. I don't care what work they do to it, but they come back with the rules and regulations at the end of the period from last time.
Okay, item 30, are talking about the purchasing policy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That was voted on at the last meeting.
And you wish to not have that on tonight?
I don't think it should be on.
Okay. I have to ask Ms. Pemberton, is that a time-sensitive issue?
Well, not necessarily. There's just some confusion about what policy we should be following. And I realized after the board approved to extend the sunset date that the board had approved several years ago a higher level of authority. So it's really just to capture what the current rules are in policy. I didn't realize you could not vote on it again.
Refresh my memory, Madam Chair, on what we voted on last meeting.
Well, I don't recall. I'm sorry, but I don't recall.
You are. I can answer that. What I understand about the policies, you extended the sunset dates on all the policies.
Correct.
That's all. It wasn't any substantial policy changes at the time. It just extended the sunset dates. You gave us
March 2018.
March 2, yeah.
Okay. I think I remember that.
Okay.
Now, may I ask LaWanda a question? We have a purchasing policy, which is actually better for staff, gives you more opportunity, higher limits to spend money without board approval. You have that that's already been passed by the board, and it never was captured as a written policy.
Correct.
So if we don't take action on what you recommend in here tonight on number 30,
right,
then you can revert back to the policy that the board approved.
Correct.
Jack was here.
Right.
And we have minutes to document it.
Yes, sir.
And so the policy you recommended is more restrictive than the one you already have.
Correct.
Yes.
I don't have any problem about it doing it either way. Well, not much difference.
I was going to ask this board if everybody understands this, because when I went over it this weekend and was studying the agenda, and I talked with LaWanda today, because it was a little confusing for me the way it was presented in our packet. And so after I talked with her today, and she kind of summed it up for me, it was a little easier to understand. Does everybody else understand it? Was I the only one that had trouble with it?
I had trouble with it. I thought it was limited to $25,000 for the county manager and the department head. And then when I looked over that, it's about what, 2010? It went up to $50,000.
35. Yeah, 35.
What's the difference between 25 and 35? I know it's $10,000.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure at the time what they were trying to accomplish by increasing it.
Yeah.
We feel like it's not necessary. 25 will allow us to do these purchases to keep operations going. So,
you know, we spent 5 minutes. We didn't spend 1 minute you telling me and Conrad telling me that we can't vote on the same thing twice. And that's all I brought up before, we voted on twice. And this, we have a policy already into effect. We extend it to March 2018.
That's right.
It's true. Let it go.
That's right.
Yeah, let's let it ride. Go back to our old boss. And give you too much freedom?
Okay, I would suggest this then, that we put this on a workshop and discuss it to make sure that we're all on the same page with it. And here are the reasons why it needs to be changed. And then if we need to come back, we can. I mean, we still don't object to it being twice, but from what you're saying, Mr. Levy, we really didn't vote on this particular one and the specifics of this particular one.
You blanketed all of them during this extension.
And so, what does the rest of the board feel about that?
I feel like we've got something in place that'll work. So, I mean, there's no
rush.
Like I said, we put it on workshop.
We're
and then we can make it on the agenda and go with it.
Okay, so let's remove item number
30. Okay. I think what we were doing, just trying to do a blanket renewal of something you had in place, we just didn't go down the list and talk about it.
Right. Well, we can certainly take it up in a workshop and then everybody, you know, will be more clear on it. So, thank you, Commissioner Russell.
Just for the benefit of the public, that is something that we have not had any hits or written write-up with our purchases that we've done in the last 2 or 3 years. It comes back from an audit that it's okay. And I hate to change something. That's okay. That's all.
Well, and I accept that, but sometimes when staff has a recommendation, we do owe it to the staff to listen to their recommendations and understand why they're making that recommendation. And that's what I'd like to know, why you're making that recommendation. So let's just put it on our next workshop, whenever that is.
Okay. I think that will be January.
January.
Okay, we can discuss our workshops later.
Okay.
Any other changes, deletions, additions?
Motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Russell, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Consent items 4 through 11A.
And motion to approve. Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Gibbs. Any further discussion?
I have my hand raised real high.
Yes. Thank you.
Just want you, as the chairperson, and also whoever succeeds you or you stay as chairperson, on number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You signed that under the pains and penalties of perjury.
Say that again, ma'am.
Sign that under the pains and penalties of perjury. If you look at that, look at number 8, and then look at the certificate of expenditure, which is right behind that, y'all.
I don't have a packet with me. I do mine alone.
I understand, and I'm going to get up and bring it to you. Here, and look. Whatever's coming to you. Let's see here.
You got one?
Mm-hmm. It's where it says Pam Figo, board chairman, which you're the chairperson. And it says that this is a federal cost share program, and you spend it pursuant to that. I just want you to be aware that you're relying more or less on someone else, and you're signing something under pains and penalty of perjury.
Well, I need to take that right off of
there.
You need
thanks. It just concerned me when I read that. I don't know if that's really, it may be necessary to get this $9,507.50, but it's to purchase bunker gear. That's what it's for. So every penny needs to be for bunker gear.
And nothing else.
You see what? So whoever, you know, the fire department needs to know that, because guess where the buck is stopped.
So what do we need to do? Take number 8 off of that?
Yeah, I think we need to talk to.
I will tell all you people out here, I did not know that I was committing perjury.
No, you haven't, because you haven't signed it.
Okay. Newspaper, you heard that.
I administered this grant, and I attached a copy of the check to it to show y'all. That's been the same form for many, many years, that the form has not changed. But I attached documentation that every penny was expended on bunker gear.
Do you have the bill to show that every penny is expended on bunker gear?
Yes.
Okay.
And I attached a copy Yes, I attached a copy of the check that every penny of that money was expended. This is only the for us to be reimbursed.
Okay.
Department spent the money.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate your statement, but my eyes are open. I hadn't seen that on the certificate of expenditure report before. It may very well have been, but I caught it. So just let's make sure that every penny is spent on the bunker gear.
That's what she just said.
Well, I'm just responding to her.
Are you okay with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question before we leave this item?
Yeah.
I'm not a firefighter, nor a volunteer firefighter.
You look like one.
And I look like one, yes. Yeah. I don't know a lot about bunker gear, but I think bunker gear and boots and these items are very important to firemen when they have to enter a burning structure. But what caught my attention is a pair of size 11 EE boots go $1,425. Is that for one pair of boots?
I mean, it's me going in the fire, I'm going with $2,800 there, but I just asked.
Yes, on the check, it's specifically list. Their equipment is very expensive, that's why we try to get grant funding.
So what, to outfit one fireman looks like this $14,099.80 check will outfit one 7-month here for one fire person?
We got Garrett's equipment and we got five sets of some of it.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's listed on the cost share sheet.
Thanks for the information. I'm educated. Motor gear is expensive, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth it to protect our firefighters.
Any other comments?
So, today, did we get one pass, two pass? Could it be one each, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? We don't have this question yet.
I don't know. I'm wondering, two pairs. Tip one boot. Could be one pair, at least last day. Well, we can talk about that later. I'm sad.
Okay, we had a motion and a second, right?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, item number 12 under bids and public hearings. The board to hold a public hearing set for this day at 6 p.m. or as soon thereafter as possible regarding the peak. Cauchy Road closing located in the Steenhatchee subdivision. This is a public hearing, so I'm going to open this up as a public hearing. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to come forward and speak about this item?
Madam Chairman, it's the road that goes through the marsh. People on the property on both sides of it. And I would offer a motion that we close the road.
Okay, but first of all, Commissioner, I think this item has a resolution. Can I read in the packet that it has a resolution?
I didn't see that in here. But anyway, I'll make the motion to read the resolution by side of home.
I'll second that motion.
Let's make sure who's got it.
I've got it.
Okay, good. So we have a motion to read by title only. Is there any other comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop.
Unfortunately, it doesn't have a title, so I'm going to read a portion of it for y'all.
Okay.
And I didn't give this resolution. It says, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, one, that pursuant to the notice of proceeding for closing of streets duly published according to law, proof of publication of which is attached hereto and made a part hereof, a hearing was duly held at 6 p.m. on the 6th day of November 2017. To consider and determine whether or not the county would vacate, abandon, discontinue this road. Usually what we have is we have someone here to present their side of it that they want to close, and then we ask if there's anybody in opposition to it. So I think we've got a statement by Commissioner Russell. I think appropriately it would be asked, you asked if anybody had any comment. It might be appropriate to ask, does anybody have any objection to it from the public before you close the public hearing, and then hear from the board members, and then move to pass the resolution if that's the pleasure
you.
Of y'all here today.
Thank you. Keep us straight. So is there anyone here that would like to come and speak that's opposed to this? So there's no, yes ma'am, if you'll come back to that, you have
it. I'm not really opposed to it. I just want to know where it is.
Part of 5th Street Northeast.
I'm Jean Redwood.
Ms. Redwood, you know where the antennas are?
Yes.
Just the other side of that in the marsh. They own that piece of property right there. There's supposed to be a road trip through there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of it in the marsh.
And it goes all the way across that?
It goes across the mark.
All the way. Mm-hmm. It's a... north-south? East-west? What?
North-south.
North-south.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it's over there where the crazy guy has all those antennas. The dish guy. The dish guy has the antennas. And... is it right? You know where 8th Street is?
Right.
Okay. How far up the road on 8th is this?
Their property owner runs a little way on 8th Street. They're living on that corner there.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped right there.
Yeah,
I believe the parcel is 100 feet wide.
Okay.
And it's a little longer on this side, almost 200 feet, and shorter over there.
Well, which one are they trying to close?
This right here. I believe I'm correct.
Okay, they're trying to 5th Street East is what they're trying to close.
North East. And the street north east.
And so,
north
east.
The one that's in the bar.
Yeah, this street east.
You'll look at the description, the legal description. It's a very good legal description.
Yeah, you flip over on that page, it's got the legal description there.
It says where it starts and so forth.
Okay.
All right, you can have
I'll
that.
I'll get it back
right
to you. Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to come speak against or for?
Ms. Ridgway, did you have any objections? Did you ever did say?
No, I was more concerned with where it was.
Okay, all right.
Usually there's somebody here to, you know, talk about it and say, well, we got this and we want to close.
Right, that's true.
Madam Chair.
Is there anyone here that wants this, that requested this to be put on the agenda?
The person signed the application, but I don't know who's here.
They went through Danny Brown. And Danny asked me, would I make a motion to close this road, and I think that's over.
Okay, Commissioner Moody.
You say the road is in the marsh?
Yes,
sir. In other words, closing it really no issue because it's not no good for anybody. It can't be developed or anything.
That's right.
And are you going to close the road and give that property to the adjacent landowners?
Or? They own the road.
He owns both sides.
He owns both sides.
Okay.
So he gets it off.
Okay,
so since the public meeting is now closed, then we'll continue on with the commissioners. So anybody else, David?
The county attorney will need a legal restriction of that road closing before he can share the deed from the county to Mr. Whatever.
Is that in there?
That's what we did on the other road closing when we
No, all it is what that street between 5th Street, southeast between Box 77 and Box 72 is what this is.
It's got a legal description on the second page, and an entire legal description on the resolution. And also there is a survey that you got to
the Delta survey.
It's 0.44.
Right.
Any other discussion? If not, is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Russell, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say sign. Motion carries. Item 13. The
board.
Okay. Remember that you have to follow the statute with regard to the resolution and the advertisement and so forth. I've sent that before on other ones. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Was this advertised?
That's fine, but after the resolution, then there has to be an advertisement of what y'all did, and then there has to be a deed of that property given to the adjacent landowner who is this gentleman that filed a petition. And if y'all recall, if I need to, I'll send you how to do it again, but I've done it, you know, two or three times. And if you have a problem with it, just let me know.
And you'll prepare the deed.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
It'll be done within 30 days after the adoption.
Right. But you gotta tick it so we get it done, so we don't forget it and don't do it.
Okay.
And I'm going to rely on y'all to tick it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, the landowner will be responsible for recording his deed.
Absolutely.
If he never gets down there to record it, then
That's his problem. I'm not going to report it for him.
Well, what happens is that when that notice is advertised in the newspaper, we get a proof of publication. All that's recorded before you record that deed.
That's correct. Yeah. I've sent out a letter on the other ones, and I just like not to have to do that. I will if I have to, but it just shows you exactly how to do it, pursuant to the statute.
Hand raised. Yes, if you'll come forward and state your name and address, sir.
James Walsh, 16599 Beach Road, Perry, Florida. And my question is, who pays for the advertising of the paper? And how many times does it have to be run?
When they make application to abandon that street, they pay a fee when it gets up the plans board. They collect the fee to do all the work. I don't know what that fee is. Do you know?
$250.
They pay that goes to advertisement and the work for the attorney to do.
And they also have to pay for the legal description, the survey. It's not cheap.
But that doesn't occur until after we have a public hearing and the board decides what we've done.
He does the survey with regard to the petition yet. Because he has to put the legal description in his petition.
I'm confused. Are you telling me the survey has to be done prior to the board approving after the public hearing that you're going to abandon the right-of-way?
What happens is, all right. Hypothetically, you want to close a road.
Right.
You come to Danny, Ryan, and you say, I want to close the road. You make an application, you pay the fee. You say to him, we have got to have a description of the road to put in the petition and also to put in the notice that goes in the paper. If you'll notice, the description is in the notice that the paper puts on. That's what they pay all those fees for. Once that petition is done, then, you know, it's for the planning board and then it's referred to y'all and we have the public hearing. The public hearing is held. You decide whether you grant it or not. If it's granted, then there's a publication of that resolution. Then finally, you do the deed.
Did this particular road closing go before the planning board?
Yes.
I think it did. But ultimately, it's y'all that do this pursuant to the statute.
I just want to get the process clear in my mind.
The survey has to be before it goes to the planning board. I did. I had to pay for your survey, and that's the process. I paid for survey.
That's exactly what I just said. Yes, sir.
But I'm still confused about when you got to pay for a survey.
You got to have a survey before it can go anywhere. They don't know what it did with it.
Well, if it's in a subdivision and you have the lot number and all that stuff.
Mine was in a subdivision.
I don't want to have to burden a property owner with having to pay $250 to come up here for us to set a public hearing. And then at the public hearing, if the board votes no, and he put out $4,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 for surveys, that's just not fair.
That's
put
right.
A landowner in that predicament.
Well, so, what's happened before a lot of times is a landowner has gone to Bruce Ratliff and been able to get a sufficient description. But understand something. If, in fact, it's a subdivision, okay, then there's a plat that can be used and it's not as hard to do.
I'll ask you my proper question. That's not the problem.
The plat on mine, old plat, I still had to get paper survey. That's okay, do what if you want to, but there is a process that you can follow.
Now, I fully understand and appreciate that. After the board decides that we're going to vacate this right away, that Mr. Bishop has to have a legal description of each separate parcel that you're going to give away the deed in order for you to prepare the deeds.
True.
I understand that.
True.
I just don't want to burden the landowner with having to do all this up front.
This is a subdivision, Mike. It's not that expensive. You name the street, and they feel legal.
I think I'm clear on it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, now, is that an existing road at this time? Is the road existing?
No.
So it's a piece of property without no road on it whatsoever?
Mark.
Okay.
March.
That's my question.
Okay, but we have had a motion and voted on the resolution. And then now we're on item 13, right? Item 13. The board to receive bids for road striping set for this date at 6:10 p.m. or as soon thereafter as possible.
I gave y'all a pass. We got two bids, I think it's 90 incorporated from Florida and Kimball Coast Driving LLC.
Got it.
I don't know Well, you're not rich, you know. Good around here. Thank you, thank you, Pam.
Was Creek Farm added to the list?
Probably not.
Which one, which people?
Green Farm.
Is Gulfport Road on?
No, sir.
For a long time? Just so much for a while?
I was on the assumption that Brandon sent us for a long time. Did they have to break down there?
No. The way it is.
There he is.
No, it's not. It's not, it says from 0 to 1,000, 0.75, non-thermal, non-dollar.
It's from 0 to 1,000 feet.
He broke it down there, he didn't give us a total.
Not a total, but a profit. Did you advertise for a list of roads?
Yes, ma'am.
And the length of the road?
Yes, ma'am.
So you'd have to do all that work for them?
We don't know how much.
We don't have much.
Right.
And this is the public entity's crime.
Well, I suggest that you and Miss Lawanda, that she's got plenty of time. And Christy Anderson, sit down and figure that one out for us.
Actually, I think it's Hank, Scott, and myself on the big committee.
That won't be a problem. I mean, we're going to have to go over them anyway, all the paperwork and lay it back before the board.
So, sure. I'm with Christy on that.
Just keep doing that for so long.
Which one was that? Did that even have Jenkins?
Have
Jenkins?
Was that over the top?
What?
One that didn't do the total part.
I didn't send it one time. So apparently you asked for something you really did.
Let's do that then. Okay. Let's move on to item number 14. The board to receive bids for construction of the steam hatchet boat ramp restrooms set for this day at 6:15 p.m. or as soon thereafter as possible.
Okay, you also got a tab sheet on that one. We got one bid. We had RWB Construction in Jacksonville, Florida.
Is that the same one bid last time?
Total project bid price is $123,375.
Wasn't it 90,000 before?
Went up to the middle town.
Yeah, right.
But if we add anything to it?
Yeah.
It's on here, restroom building is $114,975. The concrete sidewalk is $4,400. And the sod is $4,000. I'll tell you, $123,375.
Kenneth is not here tonight. He asked if we could just receive the bid and he will pick up copies tomorrow and come back to the board. So it's Kenneth, Hank Evans, and Melody Cox on the bid committee.
Okay. Could you do me a favor, please?
Yes, sir.
Would you ask Kenneth to contact the local masonry people? Mm-hmm. And the local plumbing people, and find out what it would cost to put together a project, because that seems absolutely ridiculous. Like Jim said, it's a 900 square foot block building with two metal doors, a place to go to the bathroom twice, and maybe a shipboard shower or something.
It seems kind of hard. I like that idea.
I think
have local folks give a price, sort of set it up.
Yeah,
I'm glad to do that.
I think we'd be a lot better off to do that.
Do we have to rebid it if we?
What you need to do on that situation is just get some ideas, and then y'all can decide what you want to do with regard to whether y'all want to contract it yourself and let each sub do a portion of the building. Because y'all have done everything that you possibly could do to get an honorable bid, and it's just, you know, out of sight, that's what it is.
That's the one. You've got spending authority for
$35,000. There you go.
There you go. We're covered.
Okay, so you'll give this to Kenneth, and
yes,
then
yes.
Y'all are going to do what Commissioner Russell asked and see if we can get local contractors, if we even have to sub it out and oversee it ourselves or whatever.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, going on to public request, item 15, Jack Smith, Florida Forest Service, to appear to present an annual report on cooperative forestry assistance and forest protection programs. Mr. Smith?
I'm Jack Smith, I live on Lady 944 Beach Road. I know all of y'all except Mr. Dent, so I believe I have met you before, but this is going to be a two-part. This is Mr. Beecham. He's a county forester for Taylor County now. And we're not going to read the whole thing. Don't want to take up y'all's time. Just we're going to cover the highlights. Thank you. We still maintain four Type 2 tractor plow units and one Type 1 currently in this county. That is a misprint as of, it's not a misprint. We had the long tractor out, so I only have one heavy tractor in my county now. We got another one on the way. So, 5,000 gallon water tender, a 750 gallon brush truck, and a 300 gallon brush truck. Our wildfire activity for this year, 73 fires in the county for 494 acres. This is an increase in the acres from the previous year, which we had I'm sorry, this is a decrease. We had 23 fires that burned 1,340 acres. Mm-hmm. Our physical year runs from July 1 to June 31. In addition to the support given to us by the Taylor County Commission, Taylor County Fire Rescue, and the local volunteer fire departments and cooperators was, once again, very instrumental in helping to limit the impact of wildfires in Taylor County, on Taylor County residents. As you can see, some of the highlights, we had 5 lightning fires for 31 acres. Debris burning, 21 fires for 21 acres. Incident area fires, 17 fires for 394.8 acres. Railroad, we haven't had a road fire, and I can't remember. Yes, sir. They're taking better care of their equipment, so.
You don't have more of your rain, do you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you do. They spray that stuff all the time to keep the debris down, so grass and stuff.
Under the open burning program, we issued 679 authorizations for a total of 16,911 acres with 2,124 piles. On-site inspections, we do that upon landowner request or for every first-time burn. I don't care who you are, if it's the first time you ever burned in our computer system, we're coming to see you to make sure you know the laws, everything's safe. We're just there trying to protect the public. But we did 37 for this county, which is kind of low, but it is what it is. So if you request one, we're going to come see you no matter for what reason. So. This is near and dear to me, fire prevention. We did a total of 40 different programs in Taylor County. Reached out to over 49,000 people. How many people in this county?
22.
The message is that it's out there. We put it out there for people here. Let's see. We did a very good job of that. I'm proud to brag about that. Under the Rural County Fire Protection Program, which is what y'all were just talking about a while ago, the Title IV stuff, Taylor County got approved for $4,330 last year to purchase PPE for the Taylor County Volunteer Fire Department. We held our annual San Pedro Valley Landowners Association meeting April the 21st at the Department of Transportation. And we have local law enforcement fire department, San Pedro Valley landowners there, Highway Patrol was there, talking about smoke on the highway and different things like that. That meeting is open to anyone that has property near or in San Pedro Bay management area, or San Pedro Bay Swamp. If you don't have any questions for me, say that's going to be short lunch.
No, but I want to say that I do see you in a lot of functions around Taylor County, and sure appreciate what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. I try to make it to them. Turn it over to Mr. Pierce.
Before you leave, I want to say something.
Yes, sir.
I went down and looked at the fire. You guys are fighting New Tide Swamp. Remember that one that looked like it was set?
The one on the east side of the
creek? That's it.
Yes, sir.
Well, watch that. You guys did a tremendous job in commanding that rock. And you'd be commended for the 100.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know if it hadn't been for you, we had a bunch of. That could go a long way.
Pretty hot fire. I don't know what it is there.
But you guys did a good job.
We had a lot of cooperators show up at that fire that we normally don't get that kind of help from. So I'd like to say I was proud to see them.
Yeah.
Because we need to get
back. Y'all did a good job.
Will any of those trees come out, or is it too late? They've already been budded out.
No, it wasn't out right now.
Yeah, Mr. Malcolm, I was asked about those trees, and I said, you might as well rubber chop it, replant it. But it made a liar, I mean, because I would say probably around 85 to 90% of them.
Sure did.
Still survived, but I said, anyway, in this world.
Sure did. The ones that got right next to the road that got the most fire is the only dead ones that.
And those were the littlest ones.
Yeah.
But that fire was actually moving faster than our equipment would run down the creek without working. It was cooking.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all.
Good evening. My name is Jared Beecham, and I'm with the mayor, so I don't have an address here. But
we won't hold that against you.
I'm not from there anyway. But I replaced Jim retired, Mr. Fleming. Mm-hmm. So he retired, and I took on Taylor County from, as well as Lafayette County. So I work in conjunction with that. Much of the stuff is what Mr. Jim done. So I've only been at it since July. That's when he retired. So I got his numbers, put them here. But we write management plans, help individual landowners, sick tree calls, urban tree calls, stuff like that. So this is some of the numbers from that. During the 2016-17 fiscal year, the county forester, Mr. Fleming and myself, made 82 assists to the residents of Taylor County involving 3,280 acres of land. That includes forest management plans, insect disease detection, call shares, tree planting, future management thinning, and responding with Jack on wildfires. Last year in the Prairie District, for information and education, district personnel were actively involved in several forestry and environmental education programs. That includes, which we're fixing to have Wednesday and Thursday of this week, the FFA State Forestry Contest. And that's at the Taylor County Office Extension Complex and the Forest County Museum Park.
I got one thing I want to say about that.
Sure.
Y'all are invited to come out and eat with the children that night if y'all want to.
Wednesday night. That'll be after they have a comprehensive test. They all sit down and do a test, and then after that, we'll be. So y'all are invited as well. Yes, we cater to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hamburgers and hot dogs. also, the FFA District 3 contest, we participate in that. That's over at Gateway College in Lake City. We also participate in the District Forestry Summer Camp in Alena State Park. We set up a booth and try to hand out information along with fire prevention at all the festivals, the Florida Forest Festival, the Fiddler Craft Festival, and the Master Gardener. We help out with that as well. Submit news articles, try to do timely information, what's going on. And one of those would have been the forest health section. We had a pretty good little spot, about 120 acres, on water management property. And the good thing is they went ahead and clear cut that down, and they're going to reconvert that to something else. More suitable trees that's not so susceptible to the beetles. So that's the good part. Starting to have some phone calls with individuals getting some of the trees. They're dying in the yards from beetles, individual ones, but there's no outbreak as of right now. So there's just watch for it. And then for the 25th consecutive year, the City of Prairie earned the Tree City USA designation. So
how far does the beetle travel from one tree to the other?
They can travel about two chains. That's 66 feet in a chain. That's about it. So if you cut about a two-chain swath around the trees, about like a, you fight it like a fire. And so you clear that out, and of good trees, they won't go past that, usually.
And normally they spread quicker than yellow pine than any other tree, right?
All of our pines are yellow pines we have down here, except the sand pine. Loblolly is a yellow pine as well. And that's the most susceptible one. But all the pines would get them, no matter what.
Longleaf
would get them, but they're more susceptible. They're more resistant to them.
Is there anything you can do to prevent any of that?
Yes, you can do more prescribed burning, more forest health management.
If you got them in your yard.
And you got them in your yard, cut the tree down, and hopefully it don't attack the others.
And won't grow back with more bug.
Right.
Not going to grow back.
Unless it's and oak trees are not susceptible to it, but we do have problems with them. Some people, you know, the tree gets weak is some of the problems.
I worked in the timber industry for years, and I bought some wood from the state of Florida in Gothic Forest.
I used to work there.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
And if they found one buggy tree, it got so bad they cut a 300-foot strip around it.
Right. That was, what was that, 95, 98, somewhere? Bad drought time, and that's when we usually have them. Like, we went through a little bit of a drought this year to begin with when we had our fires, and all of a sudden we got a flood of rain, and then now it's back dry again, so that up and down tends to trip.
Plenty of water there, man.
Yeah. Usually with water they don't have problems, but the drought's what brings it on.
We were dragging our trailers in and out with a machine. Had a dolly made for them.
Yes, sir.
Two pushing and one pull.
But what he's saying, that was after the tree was already dead. There was plenty of water there.
Tree. And then you could go in there and look today. This is a true story. I would believe if I hadn't seen it. A week later, go back and look, and 40 acres has got yellow leaf all over. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then we do the Arbor Day celebrations, and we partnered with the Taylor County Master Gardeners and handing out trees at the farmer's market. And then we receive training as well with stewardship, trying to, with insects and diseases, we have workshops on that we try to go to get smarter. So we try to service the landowners as best we can with information in a timely manner. That's all I have on that.
We'll forgive you for everything you've done. The next meeting we have, we'll tell you what time it starts. And about 30 minutes prior, bring some of that order in too.
just come on out tomorrow night. You know, for Wednesday night, we'll see you there.
7 o'clock.
What time we're going to eat. I don't think it's set times when they get done with their test.
When they get through with the test.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well,
all right.
We really appreciate what y'all do, and thank you for your report.
Thank you. Thanks for all the help you give us, landowners.
Yes, sir.
Okay, item number 16, landowners in favor of obtaining a 50-foot right-of-way from lot 1 to lot 76 on the north side of Beach Road and lot 433 to lot 385 on the south side of Beach Road to appear to address the board. Okay. You want to come forward?
Well, I'm not much.
Yes, sir. If you'll come state your name and address.
Hunter Bagley, 16760 West Royal Oak Drive. We feel that that easement should be given back to the people along there because it just sits there and trees fall on our fences and the county doesn't do anything about it. And the county's had it back from the state for probably four decades. And they haven't done anything with it, so I feel that the landowners should get that back because on both sides of that, it's down to 100 feet. And I don't know why it has to be 150 feet just in that 1 mile strip. And we have some of the landowners here tonight, those that couldn't be here, we brought letters where they agreed with that. And
did you understand the lineup, how you have to go about the thing?
Not really. I would like to have that somehow written down so we'll know how to go about this procedure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Russell, I wanted to be next, but I wanted to speak also.
Okay. Commissioner Russell?
I was just going to ask, would you ask Dan to write down a 1, 2, 3 thing? And then we can fast off, pass it on to you. I'll bring, call you and meet you someplace when you do.
That sounds good. I think possibly if this is approved, that possibly the county tax collector should send a letter out to all the landowners that have properties there to inform them of the situation.
Here, you asked me for this. I've been hauling around and left in something for a time.
You're day late to do it, sure.
You got it.
That one. Okay, call it.
How'd you get one in cup?
That's all right, strange.
Okay, Commissioner Page.
I would say I've had a discussion with Mr. Banky about this, and as you recall, this came up once before, and I voted no because of the curve. We may have needed some of that allowing of the curve. Since that time, we've worked with our county engineer, who has produced, I think, the tightest curve you can get for 60 miles per hour. And that curve, you don't need the land that Mr. Mankins is talking about.
In fact, the curve comes right, yep,
right at it. Right, it worked perfectly there.
It's not touching that extra easement at all.
So, and I told Mr. Mankins that if it didn't interfere with the curve, that I could support holding the public hearing and see what the folks, you know, whether there's anybody against it or not. So, Conrad advised us what we'd do next. Mr. Beckett needs to go save $250.
Well, he needs to see Danny first.
And then next door.
Danny Griner first.
Mrs. Pimmers is going to put together a packet for you.
Okay.
And I got to him too.
So, and I'll call you, and you can either come here and pick it up, or I'll bring it to the store.
What I don't understand is I don't feel comfortable with my neighbors putting out a bunch of money, and then we get shot down.
Well, unfortunately, sir, that's how it works. Don't bite my head off, but as a practical matter, the way this is done, there's a public hearing. And that's, citizens have the right to come in and say, we want it, and then other citizens have the right to come in and say, we don't want it, and then it's up to the board to determine whether that is. So it's kind of like buying insurance. It's just the way it is. That's the statute. And I didn't make the statute, but that's the statute.
Now, the largest amount of money, the way I see it, that would be at risk would be the $250 for the application fee. One time. Am I right or wrong?
Now, does that have to be done before the public meeting where we can have pros and cons?
The $250 in the application has to be done before.
That's what I was telling you the other day. You got to come there and put up the $250. We were talking about it.
Okay, just one person has to do that?
No.
Now,
everybody?
Each one that has a portion of that property, they want. Correct,
if one person does it, that is.
Can one person pay for all
the if there's
dollars?
Anybody objects, I will put up mine, and then if anybody doesn't want it, then they can come to the public. You only need one for the public meeting, right, sir?
Well, this goes from lot 1 to lot 76, so it's a 50-foot right of way. Now, you can make the request. You know, fact of the matter is, the board can make the request. The request can be made. I don't think that all lot owners have to make the request, but they certainly have the right to come to the hearing and say, we don't want it or we want it, Mr. Frank. I don't think we have to charge $250 for each lot owner. No.
Owners.
What if they go give it back to them? Then do they have to pay the $250?
I mean, I'm going to be the only one that takes the chance.
Here's what happens. It's just like applying for a license. You pay the money, and if they find out that you're not entitled to the license, you don't get the money back. It's an application fee, sir.
It's like applying for a loan for a house or something.
Yeah.
If you don't qualify, they don't give you money back.
That's right.
I understand that, but yeah. I don't see why everybody that wants the land has to do this.
I didn't say that.
Okay, just me.
Well, whoever.
Okay, well, I started this mess. So I'll be the one that takes the risk.
There you go.
Okay.
And that'll give us the public hearing then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do the application, do the advertisement, and then you have the public hearing.
Madam Chair, if every land office over the feet will get a letter from Danny saying this is proposed.
Right, and they have the right to come in.
I'll get a letter.
Yeah.
Okay, would this be on the next agenda?
Probably not.
Okay. We got to give it time to.
Be advertised.
We got to do the work.
Okay.
Depends on when you get the application done.
You got
it. In the first, that's the date for the public hearing. And that's for after the date's advertised.
Right.
Yeah. Mr. Moody.
does all your neighbors realize once you get that property back, it'll go on the tax roll, it's gonna make their taxes go up?
About 50 bucks a year, I can handle that, I think most of the homeowners could.
How many different people out of their different lots are you dealing with? How many different people out of all?
The ones that basically live there year round, most of them don't live there, sir.
Yeah, but they're gonna have to be involved too.
I understand that.
Right, but basically, everybody.
But they gotta show up here, or didn't they write it?
Right.
Didn't they write it in?
Surely.
Okay, but they gotta do it before the hearing, right?
Sir?
They have to do it before the hearing?
That would be a good idea, yes, sir.
Well, then I'm gonna take my chances.
And they can call us, sometimes they will get phone calls from people that can't be here, and that's the same as.
Or they write us a letter.
I don't think a telephone call would be legal.
It is.
Hi, I'm so-and-so, and I own property so-and-so, that's not proof, in my book.
Mr. Bishop?
Process is to get, to do the application, we'll have the public hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Got another gentleman.
Yes, sir, if you'll come forward.
The reason I came up here last time was because of, we're doing about the same thing, except the property of the road right away in Steena Hatchie is a road right away, am I right on that? It's actually a road right away instead of a road. And on this, it's right away too. But it's on both sides of the road, and there's different owners on each side of the road. And when if this goes to a paper and nobody objects and it goes through like it should, then does each person on each side of the road have to pay the $250?
No.
No.
But you have to pay to get it surveyed, and they'll pay it for the deed.
The description, it doesn't have to be surveyed.
He was telling you earlier, you can go to Bruce Rapp.
Okay.
And he could probably work you up a description that will be acceptable.
Okay.
But when you make the application, every application has to be made. He's going to make one for the public hearing. And then you'll have a good idea whether it's going to pass or not pass. If it's going to pass and you want to take the chance, then you do the same thing he did. You get a description and 250 and go to Danny. Then we'll vote on it, have a public hearing, we'll vote on it and give you property back. I don't think there's a soul wants the property.
I don't think so. You talking about the people out there at the beach?
Yeah. Some of them out there don't want it.
Right, I talked to two tonight that didn't want it.
Yeah, I talked to a half a dozen that didn't want it.
That's how come I wanted
to. It was adamant about it too. Ooh.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. One thing that you can run into by getting a property appraiser to do a legal description, it's not even actual leaps and bounds. And if those people accept that 50-foot right-of-way, later on they're going to sell that lot.
They're going to have a problem.
Huh?
They're going to have a problem.
And they want title insurance because they've sold it, somebody wants mortgage, then you got problems.
They got problems.
We run into that.
We can't. Yeah. We can't solve everybody's problem.
And if you got somebody along there that don't want that right away, what are you going to do? Get 150 and skip the next? And
no, you can't do that.
And then they get a legal description. It's got to be a full legal description because the law says that each landowner gets the right away.
That's correct. That's correct. That's why so many of these things are turned down.
It's 50 feet and then the county. And then
I understand.
So the people that don't want it, then...
I don't
generally, you're not deciding tonight, but generally speaking, when you have objections to closing a right-of-way or closing a road, generally speaking, my experience over the years, it doesn't pass. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not presupposing anything. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, see, what I told him was this. Mm-hmm. I said, here's what you do. You call Ted Lakey, or you call Malcolm Page and they'll correct.
Okay, is there anyone else from the beach area that wishes to come forward and speak on this item? Okay, if not, thank you for being here. And you know what to do now, so we're going to go on to item 16A. The court to discuss, how do you say that?
This is for the chief.
The chief of tax deeds to the county.
And I'm going to do a packet. You know, I mentioned this to you several weeks ago, that we got a lot of parcels of land that now have continued through the county through the tax deed process. Now, let me explain the process. We had a tax deed sale today. You know, I gave you that list that had 50 people on it, or 50 parcels on it, several weeks ago. Now, we had to take those in steps because there were so many of them. So we had the tax deed sales today on 14 parcels. Five of those was redeemed, and that means that somebody who owned it or whatever came in and paid it, and we didn't sell it. We sold six parcels, and there's three that actually went to the county, which will go in the same process if somebody don't come in. Now, that process starts from today's sale. There's 90 days. Nobody can touch that certificate but the board. If you wanted to do it and purchase one of those properties that's on that list of land, you can do it within the 90 days. When the 90 days expires, anybody can come in from the 90 days to 3 years or so and purchase it. What we have to do is take the amount of the bid, add the interest from the date of the sale, however how many months it comes out, and add it to it for anybody to purchase. After 3 years, it's y'all's. That's what you got right here, these parcels. And what I would ask that the board, ask the county attorney, to look at the board declaring these parcels surplus property and advertise for bids. Now, I put up there on the top of it in red what the opening bid was and what the value was on the tax roll. And if you'll notice, because this is the only way the county's going to get rid of some of these things, because some of these parcels was 2009, 2010, when the values was up. Some of them had buildings on them that may have burned. The double-I trailer had been moved, and the value went down. So I wanted the board to be aware of all these parcels, and if you notice, the very last one you got is one that would catch your eye. And that, Frank, is in lots 4 through 12 in Steve Matches Overview with riparian rights. The opening bid on that one parcel is $95,092.18. The value is $300,000. It's my understanding that what happened on that parcel is that the person who actually purchased it was sight unseen. And when he decided he wanted to do something, when he came, all of it's in marshland. So I put you a map with every one of these parcels. You can see they usually on here a road or a resident. Commissioner Dempsey may recognize some of them that's there. I just want the board to these parcels have been taken off the tax roll, and they are now in the county's name. And for him to look and see if what you need to do, and I think you need to declare it surplus and advertise for sale bids on the parcels.
Can we set a minimum bid on that apartment?
That's coming out. I don't think so.
Can't set a minimum?
No.
Seal bid. $100. Buy you some land. Marshall.
See, it's not all marshal land, but yeah. If you'll look through it, see if you look at the second one. That application was a 2012 tax exemption. The opening bid was $5,623. The value was $25,453. There was a house on it. But if you look at the best you can tell, the house that's located on that piece of property probably has no value. It's hard to sell a tax deed application to somebody that's got an old house like that because they've got to tear it down or whatever, you know. And if you've got somebody that owns the adjoining lot, they may be interested. I just want to bring that to the board's attention.
Motion to declare the property surplus.
Wait a minute. You need the county attorney to look at the situation.
Okay, yes.
Thank you, Reverend Greg. I will add that four of these properties are inside the city limits that we maintain and have to keep loading on a regular cycle.
Wow. In the city?
So four lots inside the city that we maintain.
Probably not none of these.
It's not.
I don't know where the lots are.
One's right up, I can't make a main street in the city. It's right over here, and we've got ones across town over there. We've got one behind Cashway.
Because they're county property.
Well, they reverted back to the county because of the taxes. Nobody picked up the taxes on, we have to maintain them. We're getting asked some letters from the city.
I'll second to Mr. Brown. You also promote to declare the surplus property.
Well, I think the county attorney needs to be looking at it because you're going to have to come up with some advertisement. How are you going to do it? I don't know that we've ever done this.
We'll do it at a public auction.
I know we have.
That needs to be part of the motion that declare surplus property for sale at a public auction to the highest bidder on the courthouse steps.
No, the bids will come to the board, just like the road bids.
We see them in.
Yes.
Okay, on March 18th, 2018.
Mr. Bishop?
He worked in the brain.
We're sort of looking at you.
Yeah, I feel it. I'm looking at these. I was looking at the $95,000 one and the $300,000.
Does the board want us to go back when the tax deed, because see, when the application is made, we have to send every adjacent landowner a note. So the board may want us to go back and when that application was made and whoever owned the land and see if it's the same owners that's adjacent to that, send them so you might get more bids. We can do that.
I had a constituent last week that called me and I asked him to call you and talk to you for, you know, the one down here. He said he did.
I'm probably talking about.
Okay. Mr. Richard.
Yeah, Freddie Thomas. Yeah.
Okay. So did y'all weren't able to work out? Yeah. Because that's a case where somebody owns land that's adjacent to and they were interested in that. Just
yeah,
like you're talking about
an issue about sewage.
Yeah. Right. So I think that's a good idea to let the adjoining property owners know.
That's what it does that anyway.
the clerk does.
When they advertise, I get a letter, I got a letter from adjacent to me, I can get a letter saying this property adjacent to you is seven. That may have been just a regular tax saying that.
Mr. Bishop, what do we do?
One thing that you need to do is follow what Anime just said, and do you want to declare all of these surplus, every one of these parcels?
Well, I don't think that there's a way to dispose of it on the county's behalf without doing that.
Yeah.
Because we give them notice, you know, and it's been advertised, just like three today. We had a pile of people over there on the steps of the courthouse, but three parcels didn't sell. Nobody was interested in them. And everybody on the tax deed application that's adjacent landowner gets a copy of it. So my question, Conrad, would be, like this parcel here, the last one, where $300,000, even though it was marshland, is there something in the statutes that would prohibit the board from declaring that property surplus?
I don't know the answer to that question.
That's what I need to answer to.
Okay.
Before they declare it surplus.
All right. Well, the thing to do is let me see if I can find the answer.
Okay, then. I'll withdraw my surplus motion.
Okay. And you withdraw your second?
I'll withdraw my second. I'll make a motion to table this until the next meeting.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 17, the board to consider a request to approve budget amendment for $8,350 for repairs to the HVAC in the courthouse as agended by Danny Griner, building official.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Russell. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 18, board to consider requesting.
On that one, you know, we still have some money that was collected way back there when the court says court improvement money. I think that's about $150,000. Is that where you want this paid from?
Yes.
Yeah. I think you have to get approval from the judge to do that. But you know, that's the fund that I've recommended that y'all hold on to because of all the issues that you made. That building over there is 47 years old. And you're going to come up with issues, and that money was collected for that purpose.
Yes.
So we need to send a request.
The judge doesn't want to be hot. I'm sure he'll approve.
This is already fixed.
Consider it a done deal.
Done deal. You weren't screaming when you did it.
Okay, 18, the board to consider a request to approve a one-year extension to the roadside mowing contract as agenda by Hank Evans, Public Works Director.
Motion to approve at the same rate for Ed.
Second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I've had two different people tell me they got the bill. And looking at you, Pat.
At what?
I've had two different people tell me they like the bid on the roadside mowing.
Well, the way I understood the contract was that he has the opportunity right now to ask for 1 year. His 36 months is not up yet.
Just the year.
Just one year.
Just 1 year. And just this year.
At the end of this year, we've got a bid, right?
Correct.
To the
end of the following year.
After he's got 2018 done,
October.
Then we'll go out for bids.
Yes. October 2018.
Okay, that's all I need.
Okay. Is there a motion? We had a motion. We made the motion.
We had a motion.
Commissioner Page and Commissioner Moody.
Okay. anybody else got anything to say? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 19, the board to consider approval of a lease agreement for purchase of a new fire truck, adoption of resolution authorizing lease agreement, and authorizing the county administrator to execute the agreement as agenda by Dan Cassell, fire chief. So I think the first thing that we need to do is, Mr. Bishop, have you had an opportunity to look at the lease?
Yes, and I wrote a letter regarding that. I think that Wanda told me that y'all looked at it, and I was going to make some comments pursuant to that. The first thing I make, it's not in my letter, it should be against the law to have such small font. It's really hard for old folks to read this font. So, and I don't like putting my eyes out reading font, so I think we ought to pass a resolution saying that we don't accept small font, but I'm just being silly. But I mean, it is hard when you've got this thing and you're trying to read it. The reason why you have this and it's such a low interest rate is because if they lease to a government entity, then they don't have to pay taxes on it as long as it's approved. And so this provision 6.04 says additional interest in the event the interest is taxable. This provision, in my opinion, means that if determined that the interest the county pays to the lessors is taxable, then they can raise the interest. I didn't really like that very much, you know, as a practical matter, but more than likely, you know, it's not going to be taxable because y'all are in fact the government. I want you to be aware of that. And so if they find that it is taxable, then we should go with them to try and get that changed, that it would not be taxable, if y'all are following what I'm saying. Also, under 6.07, if the county cannot or does not appropriate the funds to pay the lease payment, the county may terminate at the end of the original term or renewal term. The county should not be obligated to make payment of the rental payments provided in this agreement beyond the end of the then current original renewal term. The county agrees to deliver a notice of termination at least 90 days prior to the end of the current term. So if you get to where you can't pay it, then we've got a tickler that we've got to give them 90 days notice on that. You have the right to prepay. You're responsible for the maintenance and the repair. And again, so you've got to keep insurance on the fire truck for full value insurance, which is probably more expensive than not. And the lessor, when they lease that, see, the people sell it to you or lease it to you, then it's a lease agreement. They make no warranty. So your warranty is with the manufacturer, not with the lessor. That's the way leases are. There's an option to purchase on that, so you be aware of that. And if you do that, then, of course, they have to give you a bill of sale. The lessor can assign this lease. You know, if they get in, if they want to sell it, they can sell it. We cannot assign it without written approval of the lessor. Another item that I don't like, that it waives jury trial, but I mean, this, you know, this is the one they've got. And there's no provision for venue in the lease. So I don't really have a whole lot of objections to it. You're kind of set with it. So if there's no provision for venue, then we could probably end up in federal court. I would suggest that if you want to approve this lease, that you approve it with the request that staff find out if they have any objection to venue being in Taylor County. And also tell them that I think you're going to get a no on this, but ask them anyway that we really don't like waiving the jury trial. But you're going to get a no on that one. But I think you might be able to get venue here exclusively in Taylor County. So if you feel like, this is expensive, you looked at what it costs. So again, my recommendation is if you decide you want to do it, pass it with those provisions.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move we ask our attorney to read the resolution by title.
Okay, got a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Dempse. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop.
And I'm trying to find the doggone thing. I was so busy.
Hard to find.
I was so busy looking at the lease, and I'm the one that did that resolution. Thank you. A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida, authorizing the county to enter into a lease purchase and escrow agreement to obtain a fire truck.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
Motion to approve. Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, now we need a motion now to approve the lease agreement and authorize the county administrator to execute the agreement.
With the condition on at least that they would find out if they'd agreed to venue.
Okay, question though, what if they are not agreeable to that?
Do it anyway. Okay. I just want to see if they'll do it. I think it would be neat if they
Okay, that was my question.
Just give them one, not the other.
Okay, so we're adding that to the motion.
Yeah, and so.
Okay.
Let's see how bad they want to do that. Okay. Call me.
I'm in.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 20.
Motion.
Second.
Let me read the thing. It's the board to consider approval of contract with Landfall Strategies, LLC for disaster debris monitoring services as intended by Steve Spradley,
Emergency Management Director. So we have a motion by Commissioner Russell, a second by Commissioner Page.
Yes.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 21, the board to consider approval of State of Florida Department of Economic Opportunity Community Development Block Grant CDBG Subgrant Agreement as agenda by the Grants Director.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Russell. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 22.
We're going to Leon County on this one.
And you tricked me. I figured you, that was such an awful contract. I figured you would have all kinds of things.
I do have all kinds of things, but if you don't want the grant, you're going to do it.
It's an awful contract.
I've got it marked up, just all kinds of stuff, not only, but, you know, discretion's the better part of valor sometimes. Just, there's so many things on here that, and the good thing about it is your staff ticklers these things that have to be done.
It's about the worst grant contract we've received.
Item 22, the board to consider approval of invitation to bid and four proposed residential construction mitigation program RCMP recipients and the work write-ups on their homes as agenda by the Grants Director. First, we need to declare if we're related or not.
Not related.
Not related? Mr. Russell?
I don't know who they are.
Okay.
It's Raymond Beach, Mary Jones, Gary Cottrell, and Deborah Adams.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Dent, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 23. The board to consider approval of grant pre-application to the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, requesting funding assistance for the replacement of airfield electrical infrastructure at the Perry Foley Airport as agenda by the Grants Director.
Motion to approve. Second.
There's a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 24. The board to consider bid award for the airport consulting firm contract to Avcon Inc. as agenda by the Grants Director.
Motion.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Russell, second by Commissioner Page. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 25. The board to consider approval of the Taylor County Multi-Year Implementation Plan, MYIP, for submission to the Department of Treasury after the 45-day public review process for eligibility for Restore Act funds as agenda by the Grants Director.
Motion to approve. Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Russell. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 26, the board to consider approval of request for land release and support documents to the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, to resolve Perry Foley Airport property ownership issues as agenda by the Grants Director.
Motion to approve.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Russell. Any further discussion?
Yes.
The
piece of the property you're talking about, like the one they sold out there that's been in Lingville all that time.
Mm-hmm.
And some in the past that's been sold but still in Lingville. And that might clear up all that cloud over all that property out there.
It started in 1946 having issues, and this has been a long time coming. And I just kind of want to give you a little history. When this started 2 years ago, FAA was saying Taylor County owed them $931,000. We got it reduced to $634,000. And over the past year with the research, and I can't tell you how many hours Avcon, Jamie, myself, Amy May's office, Bruce Ratliff's office helped us. But I mean, we really worked hard to get it to this 34,000. the match that's in the grant that y'all just approved is one of the incremental payments on this, but to go from $931,000 to $34,000, that was a lot of hard work, and I can't tell you. Annie Mae's staff gave Jamie like access to the basement, and we actually ended up finding the documents in old development authority minutes. That's how we were finally able to track it down. But I'm just so relieved, because when I took over the airport, I had so many people say, just hope that the camera doesn't get caught while you're out at the airport, because this had went on for so long, and this will finally like be totally clear. We're done.
Thank you for spending this time to get that over.
Well, it was a big team effort, but thank you.
Now, who's going to critical bail on it?
FAA is going to allow us to pay it over a 4-year period, and it must be used for airport projects, like as match funds or anything that they approve. And they have approved the first $8,743 for the grant application we submitted, but they've been really, they have some new staffing there, and they've been down here to work with us, and I mean, they've went above and beyond to help make it right too. Normally, we have the new airport master plan we have to do every 10 years, and normally there's a bit of approval with it, and they've approved what Alcon submitted contingent on y'all approving this, and they've tentatively approved this, but I think we're finally gonna have it all wrapped up. The 20.57 acres they were very supportive of that we'll be acquiring for the Development Authority, and that's ideal for our long-range plans. And the Development Authority has been very, very helpful. We met with their board, and they've been very helpful, too, on trying to resolve this.
The money that's been in escrow account all this period of time, that part of that can't be used to pay that?
That actually will go back to the Development Authority once this is done, because we never owned the building. They constructed the building. The board allowed them to construct it on county land. So once this is released, they will actually be able to keep that money.
In other words, part of that money that FAA wants can't be taken out of that money?
No, it has to come from the Board of Commissioners.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Now,
motion carries.
If you can get the board, the Development Authority board, to give that amount back to the Board of Commissioners, it can be done that way.
I don't feel that.
Thank you all for
it. I'll come across that bridge in another day.
Smart thing,
too. Thank you.
27, Commissioner Russell to discuss right away on Dean Road.
Well, we're hoping that we have some type person to go and meet with you to make a final decision on this. I've told Conrad we maintain the road. He says he has a deed that shows that they got fenced up part of the road. And I've been out there talking to the other guy, and the other guy said he's got a deed to the road, the fence where he's got the fence. So what goes on? Actually, where there's a turnaround in front of his house, we built the turnaround years ago. We built it before the guy owned the property that now owns it. And what he did when he came down the road, he went to the middle of that turnaround and went down the other way. And that takes out a slice of the pie, a quarter of the pie.
Statute provides that if you build and maintain for 4 continuous years, you know, to own that.
It's a county road.
It's a county road, but of course, it's, you know, how wide is it and all that kind of thing. How far, how did the grader go, and that sort of thing.
It's obvious.
Okay.
It's very, very obvious how wide it is and how much he's taking in there. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Sir, you want to come up here?
Yes, ma'am.
State your name and address.
Of course. My name is James Perryhill. I live at 2617 Dean Road, Perry, Florida. And this piece of property we're talking about, this fellow that's got the fence on the county property, this property he's saying his was deeded to the county in 1958 as a county road. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't belong to him because I've got the deed, it's been recorded and everything. And so it proved this road is county road and they've got a 40-foot right of way.
Okay, hold on just a second. Madam Clerk, was it accepted by the county?
Yes. Okay. It was declared a county road that several years ago, Conrad, you know, when they started doing all this and we got the list of county roads. It was on the very first list we got. The condition of it being accepted by the board was there's supposed to be a map with all these roads marked off on that map. I've never seen the map done, so that part of it's never been accomplished. But it is on the first list. Mr. Dean deeded the property to the county strip land for 55 for the road.
Yeah,
Mr. Berry, you'll call me about it, not research about that.
41 years I have maintained the edge of the county right of way on that road and kept it up, kept all the bushes up, and when trees fell over on the side, I cut them down instead of calling the county to cut them up. And this fence on one side of the road, which this person has moved to, is 7.5 foot off of the edge of the road. And on my side, it's 25 foot. And to me, the 40-foot right-of-way, the road is 13 foot wide, so that means each individual should have 13.5 foot on each side of that road. That would make 27, and 13 is 40.
Mr. Bishop.
Well, and sir, has the county maintained the road also?
Sir?
The county, is it a dirt road?
Yes, sir, it is a graded road.
Graded road.
Yes, sir.
They've been grading it?
They grade it about twice a year.
Okay. And how long has this fence that you're complaining about been there?
I have been complaining for 7 months.
Okay, good. When did he
put 7 months ago.
Sir? He put it up, the man put it up 7 months ago?
Yes, sir. And I informed him before he put it up. And he had it surveyed by a surveyor that wouldn't sign it off that he surveyed it. And I informed him that that was on county property. And if you come out and look at the area, you can see back in 1958, when the county put that road in, they dug a ditch because it used to be real swampy there. And they piled the dirt over on county property. And that ditch dirt still remains there. So it's easy to tell where the county property is at.
Good. Well, here's what needs to be done. What would be my recommendation. Mr. Berryhill?
Yes, sir.
Get your name right. Mr. Berryhill, first thing is to for y'all to tell me to write a letter to this gentleman telling him to move the fence. Now, whether he does or whether he doesn't, I don't know. What I would like to do, though, before I even write the letter, is for you to call my office. You got a pen there?
Yes, sir. I got a pen.
Okay, it's 584. This is contingent on y'all telling me to do this, of course. 584-6113. And ask for the old lawyer, because my son's got the same name, so you want to talk to the old one.
Old Bishop.
And make a time for you and me to meet, and let me and you carry me out there so I can look at it.
See, I wanted to do this a long time ago, but according to my references, you know, if we had to go to court about this, I might not be talking to you. See, I know this property, this fence has been left on this road for 7 months, and I know that if anybody gets hurt by that fence running into it, the county's going to be liable for a terrible lawsuit. Now, I've talked to the lawyers from Tallahassee, Scott and Wallace, and they assure me that they will be coming after the county.
Not afraid of them. You can tell them we're not afraid of them.
I know. Okay. But
all right. I don't like to be threatened with lawsuits of my client. I really don't, sir.
But what I got out of you, though, is this lady here said, well, we might do something different, and you may not agree with it. I don't agree with it if you don't follow the law that's been recorded. If you do something different besides what's been recorded, stamped, and documented, you're not following the law.
And that's all I'm asking for, is you do what you're supposed to do.
Who did he have to serve?
Hold on just a second. Mr. Bishop was not through.
All I was telling you, sir, was I would love to go out there and look at it. I don't like to write a letter to somebody until I've seen what's there. And I'm not questioning you at all. I just want to go out there and see that. And then we would write a letter telling him to move the fence. Then if he didn't move the fence, then it would be up to us to maybe carry him to court to make him move it. That's all I was trying to say.
I would love for all of you to look at it, Tim.
Okay, hold on. Is there a motion to ask our attorney to write this letter?
Motion.
Got a motion by Commissioner Moody. Who's the second by?
I motion.
Second by Commissioner Russell.
Fine.
Any further discussion?
I'd like to say one thing. I went out on Mr. Berry Hill and looked at it. It looked like to me the gentleman picked that smooth right of way that had been fixed by the grader to put his fence up on instead of getting over on his property line. That's what it looked like.
That's okay.
All right, good. So we've got a motion and a second. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. So we are directing our attorney to write the letter. And then you'll call his office and get with him. And then y'all will go look at it.
I hate to be so warm, but you know, 7 months can really agitate me.
Who was it served?
Who was served?
Yeah.
Blue.
Mr. Blue made that survey and told him to put that fence out there on the road like that?
He told him it was his property. And I told Mr. Blue and him that was not his property, but they did it anyway.
Who gave that? Mr. Dean? Ray Dean?
Yes, that was Ray and Virginia Dean's property.
Yeah, I know.
But I know the guy's first name, Jacobs, I think, but I don't know what his last name.
Well, we got a process now, and so we know what we're going to do. And once that's done, and our attorney's been out there and written the letter, and like he said, then we'll see and we'll go forward. And thank you for being here.
All right, well, thank y'all.
All right, one other thing on that. You asked about had it been maintained. The record, when the board accepted it as a county road, it indicates on the list that it's maintained on a regular basis.
Did you send me a copy of that?
I
can. Send me a copy of that so I can get with Mr. Berry Hill. If you'll call my office and make an appointment, we'll get together and then we'll go out there, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
Item 28, the board to consider approval of amended non-ad valorem assessment for Deerwood at the Beaches subdivision as agended by Mark Wiggins, tax collector.
Motion. Second.
I need to ask a question.
Okay, hold on. We got a motion by Commissioner Russell, second by Commissioner Moody. Now
we can have some discussion.
Yes.
Yeah. If I understood this right, this is a subdivision, and each lot is assessed $35. And somehow we lost a lot.
Yes.
And we're being asked to amend the tax roll to reflect the sum of money $35 less than what we approved. A prudent person would ask, what happened to the lot? They got lost.
Well,
that's my question.
I can say, when you got some of these subdivisions that where the road is, this person's property faces another road, and he might have been assessed a part of that subdivision special assessment, and they determined that it shouldn't have been that way. I don't know that this is it because I've just looked at the letter, but it looks like to me that the parcel was deleted from the tax roll after the certification was given to you. So it could have been that person was paying or was facing another road and not to the actual road that's on in this subdivision. I don't know.
I can't vote yes on this until I know what happened to the lot.
I can check with you.
Okay. We take a little bit.
Okay.
It's not as I hurry, so we might have looked at it.
Might as well get our question out.
Well, you're only looking at it to be able to increase the roll by $35.
By $35. The money's not
Apparently, the lot was the
was included on the special assessment when y'all approved the first row during your budget process. And that lot has been out of the league. I don't know why, but I'll find out.
Okay, so is everyone in agreement that we table this until the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to table this item for the next, perhaps the next meeting. Okay, we're getting there, y'all. We need a motion to table. Okay.
Motion.
We got a motion by Commissioner Russell, second by Commissioner Dempsey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 29, the county attorney to discuss letter received from Rhett Bullard, Dixie County Attorney, regarding establishing mooring areas for boats in the Taylor-Dixie County area. I read the letter.
Well, you know, and the more I read it, I think I brought this up before you before. And y'all said y'all weren't interested. But I don't know, so I decided.
My recollection seemed like there was an issue with a sailboat that stayed moored down there until it got loose and hung up somewhere. And there were issues in the past with people who were on sailboats had no way to dispose of their garbage and they were poured in 5 gallon buckets in the river. I have no interest in it. That's just me. But that's Commissioner Russell's district. Half the river is.
Huh. I don't actually have any interest in those sailboats sitting in the middle of the river.
I don't either. I can never get to the head.
I have no interest in it, but now believe.
I have a slight idea.
Navigable waters. Navigable waters in the state of Florida. They can park a boat anchored there legally. That would be, I'm pretty sure I've heard that.
Well, that. I would be surprised. They can just live out there.
Mr. Bishop, can't they, in any open public stream, they can anchor there.
But they can't stay there very long because if they block the thing or it gets incapacitated or something, they're going to end up with a misdemeanor in federal court.
Right. I've seen them up and down in Suwannee and Santa Fe just leave old houseboats and stuff and then they sunk and it made a mess, you know, over the years. And that's what that law, in South Florida, they had a lot of issues with the same thing.
Yeah, well,
and
we just went through Louisa.
Yeah. That's so the same old sailboat, wasn't it?
I mean, we had an issue right there in the Steamance River when it cost a lot of money to get that boat out of the river and all.
It took a long time to get it out of there, too.
Right. What we're saying is we're not going to approve of it. I mean, that's still doesn't keep them from doing it.
Right.
We just aren't giving our blessings.
That's what? Right.
That's I'm fine with that.
Fine.
Okay, so the board has spoken.
I'm going to send him a letter saying no blessing, Mr. Moody.
Yes.
Stan Ridgway, 901 Riverside. It's been a long time since I checked the charts on the Steamhatchee River real close. I seem to remember that there are specific anchorages already outlined for them. And at that time, I realized that the majority of the boats that are anchored in that river are not in designated areas. They should not even be there. Thank you.
Well, what happens with that then? Is that
that's the Coast Guard and the FWC.
FWC?
And one of the FWC officers a few years ago made that comment. And he actually said that unless there are complaints, they're not going to go into the problem of policing it.
It would take citizens to come forward.
They don't do anything then, because I know there's been complaints. Because I stood on a guy's back porch and you imagine who it was and watch those people stand on those sailboats. And go to the back.
Oh, I'm not complaining about that or bringing it to your attention. I brought that to the health department. What I'm saying is that if there's already designated areas and they were designated by other than the county, then it's up to you what you want to do.
Well, I'd rather not have it. I've got Mr. Moody just telling we're not interested. You park our own boat.
Okay, we decided to get item 30, so we'll go to 31. The board to consider approval of request to renew lease with First Baptist Church of Perry for the use of Forest Pepper Hall for the Upward Sport Program as agenda by the county administrator. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We got a motion by Commissioner Moody, second by Commissioner Haynes. Any further discussion?
Is there some kind of hold on this agreement or something we need to get signed?
It's on here.
It's in the lease, Mr. Community.
Is there an agreement for them to clean up after they get through?
I'll be fine.
That, yes. Well, they have done this. This is about the fourth or fifth year they've done it. And
my understanding is that they straighten up. As far as like mopping the floor and doing the full janitorial service, I don't believe that they do that, but I haven't confirmed that yet.
They don't
clean up after they use it?
They clean up, but they don't clean up. Okay.
They straighten up.
Volume that goes behind them? Mm-hmm. Like they used to be able to do that.
Which commissioner is that located in? Is that yours or is that Commissioner Moody?
Is it yours?
Yes, my dear.
Do we
need to have an agreement with them?
Yeah.
If they can't clean it up, we'll charge, we'll get somebody to clean it up and they have to pay the bill?
They pay you $750 for the term.
But that's 3 months.
But I mean,
$750.
No, sir, it goes from December the 26th to February the 17th.
Yeah, and let me tell you
something. Very short period of time.
That's a good program. And a lot of children participate, and I think we need to leave it as it is. That's just my opinion.
Mr. Moody, I'll go down there to clean it if we have to.
Well, I mean, the thing is, that $750 is plenty of money to get it cleaned. If it needed cleaned, it wouldn't cost that. Right. Yeah, right. But I'm fine with it.
Yeah, this is just a good program.
I think we should leave that one alone.
Okay, I forget. Did we have a motion and a second on this one? You did.
Maybe a day.
Okay, and so we have discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 32. The board to receive status letter from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, F-E-M-A, National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, Community Rating System, CRS, as agenda by the county administrator.
Motion to receive the letter.
Second.
In fact, those that instrumental in us getting a good letter from FEMA.
Yes.
I saw rating 97.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 33. The board to consider approval of a bonus for county employees as agenda by the county administrator.
You might remember, even going back in our budget hearings, we told you we'd come back with a figure after finance had crunched the numbers. It'd probably be sometime in the fall. Well, here it is. We have some information from finance. If you were to give a bonus, $1,000 for a full-time employee, $750 for a part-time, the cost would be $347,000. If you were to give a $750 bonus full-time, $500 for part-time employees, the cost would be $257,000. If you go on down and can only feel like you can give a $500 bonus, $250 for part-time, the cost would be $167,779.
Now, isn't that what we've done in the past, is the $500 and the $250?
I think the last bonus that was given, that was the tier, but I think in other years it's fluctuated.
Other years we've given $1,000 mm-hmm. and $500.
Yes, sir.
How much rollback money from the Constitution of Officers did finance receive?
$114,000.
$114,000?
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair? $53,000. Former, I think you're called LaWanda. The figures that Danielle gave me is not the same figure you got.
Which one's
first tier was $350, $781, $55.
I think one of the counts was a little bit higher, and she didn't know if it was because if the count that she got from this office were from positions that were open or positions that were filled. So these aren't, I know these numbers aren't absolute. It's, there's going to be a little bit of a difference.
Madam Chairman, you can take that $114,000. You can make every employee that's employed by the county and every department happy by adding $186,000 out of the capital outlay fund, which is reserved $1.8 million, and give everybody a 3% reoccurring pay raise. It's not $500, it's not $200, it's 3%. It would help all of those who are going to retire in the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. It would hire their, it would make their raise the amount of money they receive. Also, you have extra tax money this year. The 1 cent sales tax that you got that we added over that, you got that money. That's not obligated, but we said we'd use it some of for canal money and some of for this, some of that, some of for the other. We could obligate a portion of that money and come up with enough money, actually, to give them a 3% pay raise for people. 3%
Okay, keep it in mind now, that's recurring expenses. What did you
have? I would point out also what you're saying is this will come back next year. We have to have another $300,000. Bonus is just going to hit you 1 year. Now, from an employee's perspective, gee, I'd rather have $1,000 a year or 3% raise than I had a bonus. The bonus is only good for 1 year. The $300,000 is good in perpetuity.
I mean 3%.
Oh, I mean 3%, right. Now, you mentioned, Mr. Russell, we might have taken that $186,000 out of capital. Can we use capital improvement money? I guess we can. If we put it in capital improvement, we can take it out and put it in somewhere else.
Right, if it's not obligated.
It's not obligated.
You'd have $1,714,000 left.
So then, I'm comfortable with a $300,000 figure. I'm not yet comfortable with 3% versus a bonus. Now, I know next year we've got some tax money from the 1 cent sales tax that's coming in.
That's right.
But this can't be used for operations. So we can't depend on using that to make up this $300,000 deficit.
Well, we don't need to make it up. We can use it to direct our services like we do in the canal. We can pay the people to go down there and haul the debris off and pay them out of that fund and cover any portion of $300,000 for that.
Now, Mr. Lake, are you comfortable that 3%, the $300,000 would cover it?
Yeah, we're good with that figure, aren't we?
I believe so. Yeah, I mean, that's an estimate.
It's right. Actually a little less, but that's...
Right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take you. No. It's a little less than $300,000.
Well, you don't know. None of us has a crystal ball. You keep seeing the future.
When the last time they had a raise?
Good question.
A couple of years ago, was it?
Too bad.
I think it was the year before last. You
yeah, a couple of years ago.
So much per year.
Yeah. Now, the last raise we got was when Commissioner Dane was here, and he insisted that we do more for the people who had been employed for a longer term because they were near retirement, and this would sort of boost their retirement. And it graduated down so that those who had only been here for, been on an employee for a couple of years, they've got 10 cents an hour, 20 cents. He was skewed over to this 3% that you were talking about. Everybody would get 3%. This means your highest paid people would get the most money.
They'd get higher.
But they made more money.
They just made more money.
And it's, these pay arrangements or bonuses, whichever it comes out to be, are normally done in December. You try to get the biggest bang for your buck, so you want to give your employees some incentive before Christmas. So we don't have time, I don't think, to table this very long and let staff do some number crunching or maybe make a recommendation. Just not yet quite there on the 3%. But now I've said no. I can get there pretty easy.
I think the best thing that we could possibly do for our fellow board members and ourselves is to show our appreciation for the work that these people do and offer them a 3% raise. Now, I think that we've had storms, we've had road problems, fallouts, and everything. And these people have been Johnny on the spot. Now, we've had some trouble, too. But under the same token, the appreciation that we should give them is the same thing the state of Florida gives us for sitting here. And we got a 3% raise or more. And I think that we should at least, if you can keep it below the $300,000 now, like we said a minute ago, and I've been down there with it for 2 weeks. If you keep it below that, then let's give them a 3% pay raise. That's just not our employees either, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the sheriff's employees.
Yes, sir.
Clerk's employees.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You talk about $300 for bonuses for our employees.
Well, let's think about it. I've talked enough. I want to hear from Jim and Thompson.
I feel like if you could stay in that figure, if it wasn't quite 3%, you know, if it was between 2 or 3, it would be something that would, you know, I would be approve of if we could stay in reason with it. You know.
Stay at $300,000 or less.
Yep. If we're saying we can afford that, and we got it, and it's there to give, I mean, we need to help them if we can.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll be here
too, so
it's 3%. Can I add a comment here? You make my job easier if you give a bonus, obviously, because next budget cycle, we don't have to fight that battle. But we are working on gaining efficiencies. LaWanda's done a really good job with the inmate medical expenses. I think we can gain some efficiencies with the roll-off sites. We go to the card, we work on gaining efficiencies there. But once again, one of you said there is no crystal ball. So don't bring me up here a year later and said, you know, we gained enough efficiencies to make this happen. So take that for what it's worth. I think we can make it happen next year. But once again, don't hold me to it and say that, you know, I said that.
Yeah, I'm all for it. You know, whatever we can afford to do for the employees, and just like has been said, you know, we've got good employees and they've done a good job. I am concerned about this locking us into a recurring expense. And every year that I've been here, we've had a deficit every year. And we've tried to figure out how we're going to work through the deficit. Now, this year, I have to say, this budget year was the best that I've seen since I've been here in 7 years. So it's just that once you commit yourself to that every year, then you come up short. You can't take that away.
What are you saying, Mr. Ted, that it would be easier to give a bonus than the 3% or the whatever we could give?
Well, it's safer to give a bonus because it's a one-time shot.
Right.
Next budget rolls around, we don't have to find $350,000 to cover it. But it's not as good for the employees, obviously, because you know, they're working on retirement. They're trying to get their retirement up. The bonus doesn't do that for you. The 3% would help get those retirements up over time. So employees like the percentage better.
Well, we could, I mean, you know, I'm listening to everybody else. An option would be to see how we, like you say, how does our budget look next year when it rolls around. I'm all for giving them raises when we can. We went through this process this past year, and we said at that time we would certainly consider a bonus. So I'm just afraid of the recurring expenses, but yet I do want our employees to have everything that they can have.
I'm going to offer you a motion. We can either vote it down or pass it. I'll offer a motion if we offer 3% to keep it within the $300,000.
I'll second it if we stay in the figure of the $300,000.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's been 2 years since they got a raise. Just because another year rolls around, it don't mean we got to give them 1% next year.
That's right.
I mean, it's up to us to do that. And I really appreciate it. And it's not just us giving them a raise, it's all the taxpayers in Taylor County giving them a raise. So, I mean, they help all the taxpayers and everyone paying for it. So, I mean, I'm fine with that.
You second that, yeah? Did you second that?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Russell. We have a second by Commissioner Moody. Yes.
Just a quick question to clarify. You're going to budget up to $300,000. Now, if it doesn't work out at 3%, it might work out at 2.75%,
yeah, 2.9,
or 2.5, right. Whatever. $300,000 is the amount that's going to be budgeted to put for the pay raises.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll call for the question.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 34, the board to consider approval of change orders submitted by Michael Lynn, Inc. for the Supervisor of Elections Building Renovation as agended by the County Administrator.
Can we ask that before we
do?
Okay. Madam Chairman,
yes.
We need to go back and ask one other question on the last item. When would you like it to be effective?
Say again now?
On the last item that you just approved.
Yes.
When would you like this to take effect?
When does our new year start? October 1st?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we would go back and do it beginning October 1st.
Yeah.
It's going to
be a whole year.
Well, we figured
for another year. We figured pretty for a year.
That's right.
Make it retroactive back. October 1st.
Okay.
Okay. With all the excess in the next, when do you want all that extra money? Right now. You could spread it out equally.
If you make it October 1st, then there's going to be a big check.
A big check, because if you don't, then you're going to look like you get a pay decrease next October 1st.
Right.
Okay, is there a motion to make it retroactive?
Motion.
Second.
We've got a motion by Commissioner Russell, second by Commissioner Page. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll tell you one more thing. I love all of you, and I want you to know that I'll continue to work on this budget until it won't cost us nothing.
Thank you.
I will. I'm sorry, but I will work on it.
Okay, on the item 34, I've already read that one. Do you have anything?
Yes, change orders are listed out on the Supervisor of Elections building. We'd like to see you approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We got a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
May I say something? Well, we've already voted, but I was going to say no. I did a lot of praying about these change orders. And I thought about each of the items, and I think they can be justified. But now the next batch that comes through, I'm going to look at them with a jaundiced eye. So you might pass the word along. I hope you get a big enough bite of the eye.
If I can vote no on my own bullets, then I'm going to vote no on any change order that increases the value of anything. Because 10,000 people a year use those bathrooms.
You got something?
Yes, ma'am. I was just wondering if we can have some direction on where the funds should come from, because we really probably need to do a budget transfer.
The
contingency.
Or capital.
For capital.
Capital.
Reserve for capital.
Well, you got $114,000 just been turned in that we accepted today, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that on the agenda? Where did you put the $114,000?
I was in your reserve.
Okay.
Then we just put that on payroll.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that this comes from the capital projects.
Right.
Okay. Motion passes.
Okay. One other thing, if I could, with this item, we still have the parking lot that needs to be done. I asked Kenneth to give me some prices. An asphalt parking lot's about $40,000. A milled parking lot's about $20,000. Are you leaning toward using milling in the parking lot?
I'll
do
it.
No, my trip's too easy.
Well, you got to understand, those people, a lot of those people that would be going out there is in wheelchairs.
In wheelchairs,
you can't put milling out there.
We'll come back at another.
Come back. I'm an asphalt man.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. If you go down and look at, in your district, Mr. Moody, where they laid the milling down, that's just like a regular paved road.
You got only one issue there, though, is that transformer station right beside of it. If they ever bring a low boy in there with a big load on it, or a crane on it or something, if you had milling, you'd end up with some rust in the summertime. That's on it. And they are right there, and they got to make that swing right there. Unless they change their interest, and I know they're not going to do that.
But we do have a crew that could come out and repair the building, so we have that benefit.
I think, you know, the holes that's there, we could just mill those holes for safety to start with a little bit of effort, but we do need to look at paving it eventually. I mean, that's just something that needs to be done. And we might could get some help with that paving part when we go to do it from Progress Energy or whoever.
Okay, item 35, the county administrator to discuss informational items.
Only a couple of things. Were you going to talk about workshops December and November, December?
It's my understanding that we don't have a workshop scheduled for November?
No.
Because
y'all voted on that.
Okay.
We meet one more time.
Yeah, the end of this month.
You'll have a November meeting, second November meeting, and a meeting in December. That
we'll have one meeting in December.
Yes. Okay. And your reorganization is your next meeting.
Next time, yes. Anything else?
One other item, the railroad grant, just to give you an update on that. That is still in the works. We've had last week a phone conversation with the feds. We had another phone meeting with the railroad people today. So that's in the works, $17 million. Some things are being ironed out. We're expecting a grant contract sometime in November. Not in November, February.
Probably February or March, just depending on how quickly we can give answers to the grant administrators. It's a process.
But anyway, just want to give you an update. That's looking good. That's still in the works and on track, I suspect.
Is that all?
That's all. Yeah.
I have something else about the parking lot. The American disabilities or handicapped people may help us pay that parking lot.
They very well may.
I mean, we could look. There's several different ways that we could get that done because I know that they will build a ramp going up to a house, and that's one of the things we need. And
that might very well be get a grant to do that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And I would ask if you assign that to LaWanda to get it done, because she gets stuff done.
Well, when you get, then you need to get one to the courthouse, but that one is different on the bond.
I believe that.
Well, if we're looking for a grant, that would go to the grants director, right?
Yeah. LaWanda, she can take care of it.
LaWanda's got plate full. Okay. All right. Now we're at the.
Now you're going to the grant director of LaWanda. Is it going to the grant director of LaWanda?
Wherever Mr. Ted assigns it.
It doesn't make any difference if you assign either one of them to get done.
Okay.
Yeah.
How
about that?
Item 36, comments and concerns from the public for non-agenda items. If you have something you wish to speak about that wasn't on the agenda, you can come forward.
Be quick.
Yeah, I will. I'll be here fast.
You got 3 minutes.
The time changed, and it's my bedtime already. So, thank you so much, Board, for letting me come tonight. My name is Jared Lazat, and I'm a project manager with Locklear & Associates. I work out of our Cross City office, and we also have a Gainesville office. I just wanted to come tonight to meet everybody and say hey and let you know who I am. That way, if you see me at the meetings, you know who I am. But we offer lots of engineering services, all the way from design,
We have geologists, two geologists on staff, so we do a lot with water testing, water management. And then my side of things is mostly with CEI. So when a roadway is being designed to be built, I'm the inspector for a lot of roads right now in Dixie County and a little bit North Fayette. So I'm just thankful to be tonight. Y'all covered a lot of stuff in a short amount of time. So
question.
Yeah, sure.
You mentioned something. We had a fuel study in my district. Are you working on it?
Are we working?
Yeah.
Your chemical is sound.
I know it's not a chemical, but this guy here, he probably could take care of that and charge the insurance company for it. And leave Kenneth alone. That's the only reason why I was bringing that up. I got pictures of the fuel running down the road. And then I went back and I got pictures of where they dug those trenches off the road. And the road is dark color, this color. And when it rains, it's black. You know?
Yes, sir.
It's yep. Going to be mushy. It's going away. And you know that curve we were talking about tonight? It's right on that curve.
Okay. Well, if it's okay, I'll get my boss, a geologist, and I'll get him to call you. Okay. That's okay. I've got his card.
So that's what that black stuff is on the curve?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Was it our equipment?
No, sir.
Somebody else?
Yes, sir. I got a picture. The whole yes. 9 yards. I think I
sent it.
I think maybe I need some insurance claim here on that.
And then I went back. That's what I was thinking about. This. So you can't have to work.
Yeah. We'd love to try now for sure.
Yeah, we'll be sure that you
can. Okay, I will.
We can get a card.
And we like.
Yep, you've got one.
We like turkey dresses for Christmas.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. I know you waited a long time.
Oh, no, so no, it's fine.
Anyone else? Yes.
That's it, we're working. Chair. Commissioners, Lee Lewis with Avcon. I'm a partner with Avcon. I've been with Avcon for 26 years, and pleasure to be here tonight. I'm honored. We're certainly honored to be the highest ranked firm on the Airport Selection Committee. We've served you for 10 years under that contract. John Collins is your project manager with us. He couldn't be here tonight, unfortunately, but certainly he deserves a ton of credit for all the things we've accomplished with you over the 10 years, and he will continue to be your project manager. We've done a number of major airfield projects with John at the helm, and went through a lot of challenges to make sure you stay compliant with the FDOT District 2 and with FAA. As you heard tonight, did a lot of extra work to try to get clean the slate, so to speak, on some of those property issues. And you also approved a pre-op tonight for an exciting lighting project. So when that money comes around next fall, it'll be a project where we change all the lighting to LED lights on the airfield. Huge cost saver. It'll pay for itself in no time. I'm telling you, short time. Perry Foley Airport's been a special place for us. It's been a blessing to work for the airport, work for you guys. I stood up here 10 years ago. I stood at the front of the County Commission, and I made a promise that we would work hard and never let you guys down. I want to say, with our staff, our team that we put together, I think we've kept our promise. We're no doubt about it. We're committed to seeing this airport move forward and working with you guys and serving the best interests of the airport, the county over the next 5 years. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
That's a smooth operation.
I've been doing this a little longer than him, I think.
I should have videoed that.
That's right. You could have sold it.
We appreciate the job that y'all did for us.
Thanks. Brandon and Lee up here. Did you go?
No, yeah. You used it a long time ago. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You skipped over, you glanced on it. I was very interested in this letter that you got from Dixie County. But nobody talked about it, about the mooring, the sailboats in the Steinkatchee River, or wherever it is, Dixie Taylor. Obviously, none of you people have been on that river in a boat. Obviously, none of you people were there when Hurricane Hermine went by, and there were 8 sailboats parked off from probably the bridge down to Hungry Howell's, 2 blocks, 8 sailboats. Now, you said some of them are big, some of them are little. I came home one day one of them floundered, and they were getting it up. We almost lost. We're on the other side of the river. Okay, all the boats are on the Dixie side. We almost lost our dock and a lot because of this sailboat that they were trying to get up. And the guy had a motorboat pulling him, and of course the rope wrapped around the guy's motor, and he was just racing right there off. I don't know what the letter said, but if they're interested in putting in some mooring things, I'd like to know where, because there's too many boats in our end of the river, sailboats. Now they've moved out. A lot of them have moved out when Hermine came through this year. When Irma came through, they have left, and there's just two there right now. But when Hurricane Hermine went through last year, there were eight over there. And it was just, they were just right on top of each other. Yeah, they're a problem with navigation too. So I don't know if Dixie had a solution or a problem, or if they just wanted to put more in there. I don't know. Can you tell me what the letter was about?
It's well, ma'am, it's in the agenda packet.
Just this a short letter.
We can read it.
No, I went this tour. Number 19, I believe.
It's only a problem to a few of us, I'm sure. But the sailboats should be down the river in the deeper area.
That's the whole thing.
We really have no jurisdiction over where they park in the river.
Yeah,
it's state water.
29.
Who does have the jurisdiction over that?
I should have gone.
I don't. 29.
Here you go. Here it is. I gave you the wrong one.
Okay, that was the thing.
All right, then, you know.
Boy, it isn't very big, is it?
Wrong direction.
Okay.
But the second page, you can read it, and you can determine what you want to discuss.
If we can't get it colder in this room in here, we're not going to be able to kill hogs next week.
Yeah. Now, this does say about the commercial fishermen, too. They would have problems with the sailboats. And that's the comment. So, just something to not just gloss over. In other words, we do need... I realize that we're down there and most of y'all are up here and this is wonderful, but Steinhatchee pays a whole lot of taxes.
Miss, I've heard you say that a couple times. I want you to know that without a doubt, 70% of my time is spent in the Steinhatchee area and on problems for Steinhatchee area. Is that not right, Miss LaWanda?
Mm-hmm.
That is a fact. Now, I might not be there every day, but I'm there every day.
Well, I don't have any problem with you. I'm just saying that this is something,
I understand.
If we can do something about the mooring of the sailboats, it would help.
We could get them out.
Well, I don't think you're going to get them out, but if they would just make permanent type
of mooring. I don't know. If they keep doing what they're doing, one of my friends is going to shoot them.
Well, but some of them deserve to be shot. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, sir.
Stan Ridgeway, 901 Riverside. You had a grant and have a grant for the community center, the playground, and recreation. You've had it for over a year, and you've completed probably 80% of it. I've asked on the dock area modifications for the kayaks over the last year. I've got three different dates when it would be started and done. I would ask that you check into it again because I know your engineer is very, very busy. I don't know if it's going to be contracted out or done by county workers.
Within the last month, we've had 8 kayak weekend there. They used the Little House Library for the registration and all of that, but they could not use the waterfront for their launching and retrieving. It would be nice if the next time they come in the spring, they could use county facilities.
What is the status on that project?
Okay, and if you would, about the walking route in that grant too. I think that's just signs. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for reminding us. Anyone else wish to speak? If not, then we're going to go to board informational items. Commissioner Moody?
I believe y'all all might have got the notice in the mail about the cards at the dump. Did y'all get that?
Got it from the tax bill today.
You got it. I had several people question me about it. Y'all might have too. And I told them we've got to do something. We're going to have to have cards. The only thing one of them really brought my attention was that it says these cards will be issued by county roll-off site attendants. The attendants don't want to be responsible for the card. And what they're telling me, I mean, that's, you know, they brought that to my attention. They didn't want to, you know, you've got some people, you know, they're so busy there, sometimes they don't have to be taking care of the paperwork, make sure they got the right thing, got the right name, and, you know.
What's your suggestion, Dan?
Here's what I had. I want to make it as simple as possible. I talked to a lot of the attendants. My thought was if a person brings that letter, we'll give them a card. There won't be any kind of forms to fill out or anything like that.
If they bring the letter, it says on here, you know, you have to bring the letter.
Yep.
So, you know, this letter must be presented to order to contain your identification card. And I just, the attendants didn't want, you know, have, and I got thinking about them having a bunch of cards down there. Go ahead.
I want to hear that if they bring the letter here, if you get to your car and go to the Teen Action, that's 40 miles away. We'll buy the gas. And you let them know because some of those people don't have nothing to get up here with.
Yeah, that was my intent to have the roll.
Well, he was going to give them. What I'm saying, I find what they're giving them out is junk if they got this piece of paper. But it needs to be, you know, when they collect the papers and give the card, it needs to be the name and all of the paper that they received the card at such and such date, and these things you kept up with.
Yeah, does it state how many cards you get? Because, like, we have more than one property.
If you get more than one, you don't need to do that.
But does it specify how many cards you get?
No, it doesn't.
So that's one card. If you've got several properties, like rental, then
That's pretty easy. This is letter came in my tax bill. My tax bill had $700 for solid waste. You got that by 140, that means I get 5 cards. You know, I just have to take the tax bill along with that.
Yeah. Don't you ask a problem that I'm trying to tell you, or Jack Taylor would tell you, Mark Williams would tell you, it's going to be a fiasco. Go ahead and try it. I've got 7 campers I pay solid waste on. I put some in November, they're going to move, and I've got to pay 2 years when I'm there 3 months and don't take any trash to the dump. We've got roll-off site. He knows it comes from Madison County. He won't challenge him. He's not going to ask me for a car. Do I need to give my card on the right down the road? Do I need to show him my card? Is that what you need to do it or not do it? You can't have to. You know what I mean?
What I did with my renters was I took the card and put on the bulletin board in the house. And they take that card and they go to the dump.
Every time. You got to take it with them every time.
Right.
they forget it, they got to go back to the house and get it, right?
Well, we got to get a hammer.
Sticker on the windshield out of the car.
Well, I thought that we were going to have stickers. I mean, I tell them on meeting last week,
we
told everybody we're going to get stickers.
We're supposed to get both, right?
Yeah, right.
But that there says a card, right?
Right.
Okay. So back to your problem.
I'll work with mine.
I know that because Hamp knows you, and so why would Hamp ask you for a card every time? I think though if Hamp doesn't know you, he should be asking for your card until he gets to know you.
I agree. And y'all do the best you can. It's a tough.
We're not going to ever get it perfect.
No. What I get really is the attendants say, yeah, they know most of the people in my district and everybody that's in the county, so they know most of them. And they know a bunch of them in the city that come there too. And that's what they keep bringing up to me, you know.
Well, why do they keep accepting it then?
Well, that's why I said in the previous meeting that the city needs to get their own roll-off site, and that would solve a lot of our problems.
But I mean, going back to the basic problem though, if we have attendance that's taking it from people that they know.
Well, they can't say nothing because like you own property in the city and the county. A lot of people do.
Yeah, but those people aren't able to fight. I mean, most of the people at other sites, like me and Mr. Dent, some of them bad as mine.
That's right.
they've been cussed out over and over.
That's right.
They've been cussed out, and people throw their trash out on the ground there, still throwing it over in the dumpster and drove off. And then some people, when they went to write their tag numbers down, they drove off. You know, and that told you right there they were from the city of Perry.
Okay, so
John, $200 a month.
So what we're going to do then is we're going to have stickers and cards available. Because I sure told my people at my meeting that we were having stickers, they could put it on their car, and they were all real happy about that. Then you don't have to ask anybody for their card. It's there.
What I do is I tell them to call Pam, Malcolm, or Ted, and that cures the problem.
That's it, we have.
Well, why don't you tell them to call
the that?
Let's all work together and try to make this thing work. I all realize we're going to have some growing things to start with. But we're going to all get some fall problems.
We've got to start somewhere.
But we've got to start somewhere. And let's stick with it for a while, and we're going to make it work.
It's like a lot of other things we started. We had to back up
and
we do it on this. We had to take it.
We have to.
Roll off sites, put our little cans inside the fence, we had to back up. Yeah. We realized that wouldn't work. You know, this might not work either, but it's a good start.
That's right. But we have stickers, we had to pump on that back up.
And I understand that the city wants to get rid of people dumping in the ditch on old Dixie and throwing ice boxes out there and set these and, you know, bedding. Mattresses, and I can understand their feet, but they need their own roll-off site for their white goods and their sofas and their recliners. And that's
I thought if you had a refrigerator down there to the gentleman, the man of the 19.
Huh. What did I
buy for one?
Yeah, did you get for one?
Yeah.
Okay, Commissioner, you got another good one for us?
No, that's all I got tonight.
Commissioner Page.
I have two or three, but not as good as Jim's now.
Okay, well, let's hear them.
All right, I'm going to ask Ted, have we hired a code enforcement officer?
No, sir, we have.
No, we have not.
We have not.
No. And we'll do it. Anybody that's qualified that still wants to apply, we'll still take an application.
Yes.
We'll find them the right person.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not going to hire them.
What's the
say? It's not a very popular job to have, I'm finding out.
I thought about a lady in the sheriff's department.
My next door neighbor would. They said no.
She'd have been a cracker jack for that.
He would.
But she. But we are still taking applications.
I get that. Thank you. Now, next thing. Hodges Park, and I'm better than Commissioner Russell.
You go right ahead, I mean, all the help I can get.
I will help Mr. Russell to get this thing off the ground. When is the start date on Hodges Park here? Or do we have that yet?
I don't, FEMA has not obligated the funds yet, so.
FEMA has, we wait on FEMA?
Yes.
Like a lot of other folks. Well, that was a short answer. Now.
Well, I'm assuming the board doesn't want to move forward with the project.
We have to fund it until.
Right, until.
We may not get the money from FEMA.
Well, FEMA has to approve the project. We have the money budgeted, but I think the consensus was that we would not move forward until FEMA formally obligated the funding. And it's almost like a guarantee.
Okay. All right, I try to help my friend out here. Because I go down the beach pretty regularly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, I want to discuss one that's in my district. Out Main Street, it goes out to Bob Sheffield's place at the end of Main Street. Bob and his business partners have 400 or 500 acres of land, which includes that creek swamp right behind, Thomas, right behind Fundman's place on 19th mm-hmm. Creek.
Yes.
And there's a feral hog population out there. And they root up Bob Sheffield's lawn. And over the years, I've helped Bob try to get some folks in there to trap hogs. I had one friend who liked to hunt hogs. Bob gave him permission to come in. He got two or three of them. Well, these folks now who hunt hogs for a hobby or whatever, they've got these lens like the military has, and they can go out there and look through these eyeglasses. And a fellow that called me said, there's one bunch out there that's got 30 hogs. You know, I stayed out there and I took care of five of them. And I said, well, why are you calling me? He says, that old piece of county property you all have behind the hospital, I want you to give me permission to put a hog pen over there, a trap. And I said, I can't have that authority. But I mentioned it to the board. I was going to ask Mr. Bishop if this man were to set up a hog trap over there, sign a home harmless, would there be any harm in doing that? He's not
going to
shoot him with a gun.
He can get my hog, man.
He's got traps over on the other side, on the private property. He said a bunch of the hogs are using over there on the county's property.
What about Tom Lothridge's?
It's on
Tom Lothridge on the south side of
Manhattan. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, he asked. And so I don't know. I'll get back with him.
Well, I would think that the prudent thing to do in the abundance of caution would be to ask our liability carrier if we'd be covered on that, if the county would be covered on that. And then it would have to be for a specific period of time,
right.
You know, for a short period of time to get that done. And you could base it on the good of the county and the good of the community to get rid of the hogs.
Well, I think they got some plentiful out there. Until this gentleman, I've known him a long time. I don't think he can tell a story. See, the police out there, they're just going to shoot these hogs when they see them crossing the road. So they'll be coming in the parking lot of the hospital in a day or two for a month. So, I need to tell him something.
Well, tell him to
so work. I'll tell him that nobody at the board spoke in opposition, that we'd have to check. With our insurance carrier. Thanks for the opportunity to serve. Thank you, board. We've got a good working board, as you've seen. We make good decisions, we think. And we all pray about them before we make them. And thanks to the public for coming. All of you, if you don't come, we miss you, son.
I need to stay at the house.
Yeah. Now, you don't either. We worry about you and you don't come. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Well, it's very interesting. Commissioner Dempsey, can you top that one?
No, ma'am.
That's something that probably ain't no distance. You talk about.
I don't want to worry about it too much. Don't bother the bad won't bother you.
That's what I was
saying. But now, we did talk about some high weeds out there on Gulf Coast Road, not High Road, on that corner lot. I don't know whether we got them yet or not. Did we have a weed ordinance? Did we say we didn't have a weed ordinance?
No. We have an ordinance with regard to keeping your property
clean.
Yes, we do have that.
You have a weed ordinance, but you don't have anybody to enforce it.
We was going to write a letter. I believe the man lives in Douglas, Georgia somewhere. Might not have been Douglas, might have been up there. Lake Park, I'm not sure.
Ryan Hunter said, we got a weed ordinance, we got a weed ordinance.
Anything else?
Nope.
A lot better than their stuff.
Okay. Commissioner Russell.
I got a bunch of stuff. I could talk about. How about the $100,000, Conrad? Were you supposed to find out where the 100 grand
was? I wrote the letter, yes, sir.
Has anybody answered it? Who did you send the letter to?
I sent it to the attorney for the TCDA, and I sent a copy of it to Mr. Lakey, and I sent a copy of it to our clerk. And I think there was a response, if I remember correctly, to that they wanted an extension with regard to, I think it was, 6 months or a year extension, with regard to finishing up what they were supposed to do. And also at one time, and I don't think I ever got a copy of it, there was a response again about what they were doing, and you've got a copy of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can give that to Mr. Russell to take a look at. So yes, sir, I did write the letter pursuant to your request.
So we know where the money went, we got accountability of it?
We haven't gotten that accountability of it, but we should be getting it. I would think.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we talked about the fuel spill a minute ago. I'm serious about that. And Malcolm, man, you had to see that there, that dark area. It's really ridiculous when you get right down to it. We don't have any money to redo that road, I can tell you that. We have a problem in CNS with people of dumps hauling stuff. I recommend that we allow them to have trailers to haul it in there and charge them $2 a cubic yard for each trailer and have them to post $250 at the county office. And when they haul 125 yards, cubic yards in on the trailers, they have to put more money up. We collect the money before they haul it in order to allow those people to have some place to haul debris.
We have an ordinance that addresses charging contractors. We have not been enforcing it or anything. So, Conrad, would we have to change your ordinance if we change the rate structure?
How much would you charge in the yard?
I don't know who that ordinance said that we can do it by resolution. I might have to change the ordinance. But I got to back up.
Okay.
On your question about there's a statute involved in the response with regard to a private entity, it's Florida Statute 288.075, that you may not be able to get that out right yet. Yes, with regard to, with regard to what they're doing, the project is still in effect and they haven't finished yet. That's what I was talking about with the extra extension, Mr. Frank.
Could you please get together the stuff for the dump? Because we have,
thank you.
I have several people who live on the south end that need someplace to haul it. If they haul it up here 60 miles, and then they can haul it to Mr. Moody's and be okay. But I always said I wanted my dumps to be like Mr. Moody's. But I would really like to have a place for them to haul it. Now, the one that's been graciously grateful to help me with the people, and I told them, don't load them more. That's the end of it. Mm-hmm. So, but if you can get that, maybe we can have something ready to read at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I? There's the codified ordinance that's posted on Muni Code has a very specific rate structure trailers, and right. So you need a chance to.
What they did was they charged by length.
Right.
18-foot trailer costs a certain amount of money.
Right.
Now we need to charge by PBTR.
Well, when we were dealing with Waste Pro, Malcolm, remember this meeting with Tim? He said if we charging by the length of the trailer is an easier way to do it than trying to calculate volume and everything. He said they did. He worked for a city up in Wisconsin. They charged by the trailer. They had actual pictures of trailers at the site. And the man came out, the attendant came out with a measuring tape, measured the trailer, and you're paying $125, or you're paying $250, whatever the rate was. But he recommended doing it that way.
That would cut down a lot of arguing with our attendants.
Sure.
They wouldn't have to argue with the people over, well, I ain't got 2.5 cubic yards in
here. Right.
$65
and so,
you know, if you don't
want to
pay that,
get ready.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's fine as long as you charge enough. But it's got to be charged enough. Because a small trailer with high sides can haul quite a bit.
Okay, I got a question though. We don't want our roll-off attendants taking cash.
No, I said let them come.
Let them come. They have to make a deposit first.
They make a deposit to him, and they give him.
Is that for everybody?
Everybody walks all in there like that.
We do that at the landfill.
Okay.
With some customers that are not frequent haulers, like they might haul a load every month or two. You come down there and you pay the landfill $500.
That's
right. And then if you get in arrears, we send you a bill, and you know, we cut you off.
They don't let them get in arrears.
But what they could do, if they didn't want to pay the $250, they just put some of it in the back of their truck and take it, and next day go back and take some more, right? It's what you're talking about is if they bring it on a trailer.
I think Frank's talking more of
contract. Contract.
Just the public.
Right.
You know, we want to issue the card and take small amounts. You know, still continue to do it. I think you're talking about contractors.
In the past, I don't know who gave permission or how it got to be permission, but down next to where, what's the name of that motel right there on the curve, just inside of Jim Hunt's?
River Haven,
there's a street there that adjoined another street that allowed the people that cross over and the Fiddler Fest, and they put a 4 foot high garbage container.
Locked it off.
They looked for the quick garbage. They asked me to do that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, to pick that stuff in. I told them I didn't have a problem with it, so I'll bring it to the board.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you.
We're going to do that with the county trucks. County.
Yeah. County. It's a county road.
Yeah.
Commissioner Dent.
Oh, yes.
Something else.
You were talking about that lease just a while ago. I didn't want to bring it back. But Sunny Seed from the barbecue hut.
Good barbecue.
Yeah, he want to go out there by Foley. There's some kind of land that we don't have there by Foley. He want to know, will we lease him a spot to put that trailer up so we can get those boats coming from Yates, Buckeye, and other contractors coming out of that name.
Which parcel we own, you know?
No, sir, I don't know which one we own, but I think you're talking to Bob Brown's over the county owns some land. You need to talk to us.
The city owns that land, you know, where that.
I think it's that name.
Yeah. You know right where you turn into that little subdivision there?
Well,
then the county owns that little spot right in the left.
I don't see no problem with that. All it's done legal with the lease and the whole harmless and the insurance.
Get the med out.
I don't see no problem with it.
Mr. Bishop, do you have an opinion on that?
Well, you can lease it to them. Of course, we have to have a description of property, and we also have to have hold harmless, and also we have to check with our insurance carrier to make sure that we're covered in those certain things.
Should I have to tell you?
Sure.
Would it have to be bid out if other people wanted to move in there too? Or, I mean,
probably.
Is there water available there? Because I let Sonny Steve put his truck up on my property when the pipeline construction had at least, and I allowed him to run a water line from my house 300 or 400 yards. He ran with a half inch water line. He had to have water, mm-hmm. for his food truck. So that might be an issue.
Might not need no water, just might need
it. Might need, they can bring water.
Push up there on that, you know, wall where you said alcohol or something like that. No, you know, if you're 50 miles of the woods, your barbecue ain't got no water, you don't watch it, ain't you? That's okay. I'll probably put them together talking to
you. Well, y'all get ready to go tonight. We can get it to Saturday, so give it to us.
No. Okay.
I got one question. I don't want to ask it rough. Has Dixie County got a roll-off out on the other side of the river?
Yes, sir.
They do?
Yes, sir. But it's 7 or 8 miles. They moved it a little further out.
In other words, they might have some people over there that's going to be upset about not being able to dump at our truck.
Well, I think that that's good. I think we need to do it and do it right.
Right. I just wondered if you've had any comments on that.
Yes, I have.
I figured you had.
Okay. But I can handle it.
Right,
call the sheriff, call Malcolm, call the
other. You got it.
We're going to move across the river.
Okay, yeah. It's my time. I don't have anything funny or interesting, though, but I do want to thank the public for being here tonight. We appreciate y'all. It's been a very long meeting, it's a very long agenda. But I want to thank y'all for being very patient, and I want to thank the staff and our attorney. And I want to say, too, what a pleasure it is to work with this board. We do work very well together. We've come a long way in the past year, and I want y'all to know that I've enjoyed very much being the chairperson. I think that, like I said, we've come a long way, and things have got where they move along pretty smoothly now, and whoever the next chairperson is, I appreciate y'all's support, and we'll support that person too. And it's an honor and a privilege for me to serve, and it's been an honor to be the chairperson for the past year too. Anyone else have anything to say? Anybody out there?
I have one other little thing. Please, in your prayers, remember those people you've lost love. Please. Because I told my wife sitting on the porch yesterday, I said, if they come in and shot my 3 kids, and if I was pregnant or not, I'd want them to shoot me. Because I couldn't stand to lose 3 kids. I only got one. I couldn't stand to lose him. But so remember this, pray for those people. Ask God to bless them, because they got to be in trouble.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion.
I got y'all.